you with all your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to 2 each Saturday.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
American troops into the Iraq hot zone.
You're deploying a force that's got a lot of combat experience.
Kimberly Dozier arrives in Germany.
Doctors are optimistic that she will make a good recovery.
A miracle on Mount Everest.
This weather and this altitude, not many people survive.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. In the wake of Iraq violence that killed dozens yesterday, including two members of a CBS News crew, reports say American forces are being redeployed. We're live with CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
The U.S. is responding to that dramatic increase in trouble by sending more troops to Iraq. Published reports say a brigade of reserve forces will move from Kuwait to Iraq's violent Anbar province. CBS News military consultant Mike Lyons looks at the need for reinforcements.
The commander on the ground does not have the combat force currently with the force that he has there to get the mission done.
Emphasizing his hopes for normalcy in Iraq, President Bush today welcomes that country's new ambassador to the U.S. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
The whine of jet engines as the plane carrying CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier arrives in Germany for treatment at the Landstuhl Med Center. She was seriously wounded in a roadside bombing yesterday that killed her cameraman, Paul Douglas, sound man James Brolin, a U.S. soldier, and an Iraqi interpreter. CBS News correspondent Sheila McVicker was at Ramstein Air Base when Dozier was taken from the plane.
Her color looked good. Her head was bandaged. She obviously is sedated and still unconscious.
Michael Dozier is on his way to be with his sister in Germany.
I'm not going to be shocked at what I see, but I will let her know that we very much love her.
Will this discourage her in the future?
I don't think it will stop her from getting back on the horse. I mean, I know her too well for that.
Iran's foreign minister says Tehran is ready to resume nuclear talks with the European Union without preconditions, but is ruling out direct negotiations with the U.S. It's quiet in Kabul a day after rioting, sparked by a traffic accident involving U.S. military vehicles, and all 8 people were killed. A U.S. Marine medical team has arrived in Indonesia to help in the wake of Saturday's earthquake, blamed for more than 5,400 deaths. CBS News reporter Stephen Flay, who's on the island of Java, says conditions are difficult.
There has been concern about the spread of diseases, especially around the Bantul area, where 3,000 people died, where most of the village was crushed beyond recognition. There are big problems actually getting aid to the people, to each and every one of them. Everybody's getting a little, but not enough at this time.
The gavel falls in about 90 minutes to open House Judiciary Committee hearings into the unprecedented FBI raid on a congressman's Capitol Hill office. We're live with CBS's Tom Foti.
Nick, with its chairman already on the record as critical of the FBI's actions, the House Judiciary Committee set to look at the raid agents conducted on the office of Democratic Congressman William Jefferson. At issue, a possible constitutional breach.
At a minimum, the raid on Congressman Jefferson's office violated the spirit of the separation of powers.
George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley previewing his testimony before the House committee. Live in Washington, Tom Foti, CBS News.
For the start of hurricane season just 2 days away, CBS's Cammy McCormick reports many people in Louisiana who lost everything to Katrina may be reluctant to leave in the face of another storm.
We talk about people gutting houses. Well, in Plaquemines Parish, you don't have very many houses to gut because they're destroyed.
And so many people, like 82-year-old Winnie Ann Carr and his wife, are living in FEMA trailers, their new homes.
We love our little trailer.
There are thousands of them across South Louisiana, and Plaquemines Parish President Benny Roussel says that has forced a change in the evacuation plan. Residents will be urged to leave ahead of a tropical storm because the trailers are so vulnerable. That may be hard for some people.
I've heard comments they're going to want to take the trailers with them because that's all they have left.
But they won't be allowed because these trailers are government property. These new homes will have to be left behind. Cammy McCormick, CBS News, Port Sulphur, Louisiana.
Time on the roundup is now 4 minutes past the hour.
Belco Credit Union. Easy to join and worth it. Belco.org.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. The Colorado State Patrol says there were 630 DUI arrests in the state through Sunday night. That's 63 more than last year. Sergeant Jeff Goodwin says he thinks their campaigns work.
I think people, they do heed the message. There's a lot of people that do heed the message. But I still think that when you have a state with over 4, 4.7 million people, you're still not able to get to everybody, and a lot of folks just won't take it serious, like the buckling of a seatbelt. They just don't realize how important that is.
Over 2,600 seatbelt citations have been issued. 503 more motorists were ticketed for speeding. Final figures for the long weekend expected to be released later today. 37 pit bulls seized from a Denver home. The owner facing charges that include up to $999 and 90 days in jail for each dog.
I said, we need somebody here now. Them dogs are just getting riled up. We don't know what's going on, if somebody's being attacked or whatever. We don't have any idea, but you need to get somebody out here now.
By the way, pit bulls are illegal in Denver. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. Well, we're already off to a busy start across some of our highway drives. Eastbound lanes of I-270 are jamming up in Commerce City right between Vasquez and I-76. Southbound I-25 is also thick already between 104th Avenue and 84th. Now, we're off to a wet start today in the Boulder Turnpike, C-470 on the west side of town, as well as 270 are all dealing with just a bit of a wet commute with some puddles and splashback, but hopefully that will burn off very quickly. Now, taking a look at today's forecast, we'll see a high right around 67 degrees with a chance for showers.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-332-4694 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-332-4694. That's 1-800-332-4694.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffer for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful free tape that could change your life. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451. 1-800-774-1451.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-422-1482. Again, that's 1-800-422-1482. 1-800-422-1482.
Are you living with stabbing jaw pain? Excruciating headaches? There may be an option for you to finally get relief without surgery. It's called Gamma Knife. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4910 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4910.
He said the shootings last November at Hadifa, a city in the Anbar province of western Iraq, has been plagued by insurgents. It was covered up. This is according to Murtha. Who covered it up and why did they cover it up and why did they wait so long, Murtha said yesterday, actually said it on Sunday on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. We don't know how far it goes. It goes right up the chain of command. As a matter of fact, you want to listen to Murtha, here's what Murtha had to say.
There's no question about what happened. And the problem is, who covered it up and why did they cover it up? Why did they wait so long? This has been 6 months since this happened. It's very simple. They went out the next day. They knew there was something wrong. Two or three days later, they decided that these people were murdered.
You know, I found this story hard to believe when it first broke, too. I remember telling listeners on the air that it didn't happen. And I had a whole slew of them call me up and say, no, go look at the wire service. And it did happen. And it's true. Murtha says he will not excuse murder, and this is what happened. He said the investigation should have been over 2 or 3 weeks afterwards, and it should have been made public, and people should have been held responsible for it. And the thing is just a mess. And it seems like we've got a bigger mess in the Middle East now than we've ever had before. And this administration with its lunacy, and its stay-the-course position. And where does it seem to be taking us? It doesn't seem to be taking us anywhere. I mean, it's just, it's you know, I don't know what to say about it on this Tuesday morning. I honestly don't know what to say about how the signs are there that we have these problems, that we've got these reservists who are, what, now in 2 and 3 deployments? You know, they're worn out, and yet we continue to keep sailing along with this, total idiocy that when they stand up, we'll stand down. And I don't see any any suggestion that this is happening at all. And who has been the biggest benefactor? Who's been the biggest benefactor of our invasion of Iraq? Iran has been. Iran has been the biggest benefactor in the area. So all of this has gone horribly, 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 horribly wrong. And with all of this out there, the Republicans' strategy is that they want a full-flung debate in the House of Representatives and on the Senate floor about the war in Iraq. And they've been a rubber-stamp Congress. They've just gone along with this guy all the way through. And so have some Democrats, like Hillary Clinton and Joseph Lieberman and others, who have insisted, who have just insisted that we send in more troops, that we stay the course. I don't even know what question I'm asking here this morning. I guess I'm asking for your reaction to all of these events over the weekend. I guess I'm asking for all of your, from your reaction for all of these things that have gone on. I guess that's what I'm asking you. At 303-713-7600, as we sit here during the hour of no power, J. Marvin fighting the virus once again, and I don't know if any of you have anything to say. I don't know what there is to say, except to have complete disgust at this administration. I don't know how conservatives and people on the right can defend this activity. We've got hunger strikes going on in Guantanamo. Why? Because those people have been kept there for 4 and 5 years without proper representation, without due process. Since when does a country this great turn around and do that kind of thing? Hold people in limbo like that, as if they're stuck in some Kafkaesque world. I just don't know what to make of all of it, except to try to quell my anger and to keep hoping for something to happen in November. But you know, even if something does happen in November, how long is it going to take to erase the damage that this administration has caused, both not only in the Middle East, but in the rest of the world? How long is it going to take to reverse the damage of the thousands of troops that come home injured, and the hundreds and thousands of Iraqis that are injured and killed? I don't know. I find this to be really a tough, tough, tough position to be in. A very, very tough position. And you know, I don't understand in some ways why not more Democrats, why they don't speak out. Why more Democrats don't stand up. Why they don't say enough is enough. And it causes me, as much as I have this feeling of you and I taking over the Democratic Party and pushing it into a progressive position, you know, it makes me feel like, come on. How can some of these Democrats, how can they sit there and sit by and allow this to happen and not say anything? How can the American people allow it to happen and sit by and not say anything? Unless they're waiting for their chance to write things in November. 6:18, 18 minutes after 6, 303-713-7600 if you want to react to anything I've said. I got 3 open lines here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's check out Progressive Traffic now with Amelia Earhart.
Thank you, Jay. Well, we do have some trouble up on the north end. Now, southbound I-25 dealing with a 2-car crash right around that Longmont exit. So you'll find trouble heading in from the north end right around Lyons. Across southbound I-25, you'll slow down just south of here as well between the 104th Avenue exit and once again down at 84th. Now, across your Commerce City Drive, watch for thick traffic eastbound I-270 between Vasquez and I-76. The turnpike is also jamming up between Federal and I-25, heading eastbound towards that 25 interchange. Now, unfortunately, we do have wet conditions across the city. That's slowing us up just a little bit. But that sun is peeking through now, so we should see the highways drying up very nicely. Now, in today's forecast, we've got a chance for some more showers in the early afternoon hours.
This computer is driving me crazy.
Relax. Save your sanity. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Don't spend a fortune getting your computer fixed. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and make your computer run like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or go to pc-answers.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
The 2006 Summer of Stars in Coors Light Live welcomes Brad Paisley Friday, June 23rd at Coors Amphitheater.
Got you in trouble in high school.
Country music superstar Brad Paisley shines with energy. His amazing prowess on guitar and up-tempo hits provide a perfect night under the stars. Brad Paisley with special guest Sarah Evans. An amazing voice and talent that will light up the stage. Rising star Eric Church joins the fun along with Flappin' Jacks and the Railbenders. It's a country music jamboree not to be missed. Brad Paisley, joined by Sarah Evans, Eric Church, and more.
Yeah, when I get where I'm going.
Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com.
Another tip to the guy at the ice cream shop.
Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Can't get a reservation.
Hi. My name is Mitch Geller, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know many people don't like lawyers, and I can understand that. There are many that I don't like. But when you're in trouble and you need a lawyer, you need a good one. Psychologists tell us that next to the death of a spouse or a child, divorce is the most traumatic event that most people will deal with in their lives. And it's a time when you need a lot of support and help. I know because I've been there. I can't take the pain away, but I can protect your rights, help preserve your property, and help you maintain your relationship with your kids. And I've developed a new system of flat rate fees for some cases that will keep runaway attorney's fees from gobbling up everything you own. And if I can help with that, I feel pretty good about what I do and who I am. If you need help with a divorce or have been injured in an accident or charged with a crime, give me a call. That's Mitch Geller at 303-333-9800. Once again, that's Mitch Geller at 303-333-9800. Thank you.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 622, 22 minutes after 6, high today 62, thunderstorms in the forecast. Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thank you to Aaron Hart for sitting in yesterday. We're talking about what's going on in the Middle East, both with Mirtha saying that the new scandal, the civilians being killed, the Iraqi civilians being killed by the Marines, could undermine the U.S. mission in Iraq worse than Abu Ghraib. What went on in Afghanistan over the weekend, the whole situation with the Middle East, and whether it is as safe as it was 3 to 4 years ago, and this administration and this president. And, you know, is it out of line to speculate that this president has some kind of a problem? See, you'll never hear him do that on the talking head shows. They'll never say, I think there's something amiss with this guy. And I wish I could put my finger on what it is that's amiss. Anybody got any ideas? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Mike on I-25. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Pardon me. Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Mike.
You know, I'm pretty sure it was Sunday morning sometime. I was traveling through the house doing all the Memorial Day chores you get to do. But I swear that my wife and I both heard comment that President Bush made saying that maybe the bring it on comment that he made wasn't such a good idea and might have caused more harm than he expected. And I'm sure by what's going on this weekend, it's part of it.
Boy, you think that saying to the insurgency, bring it on, was a smart thing to do? Is that something that a mature adult would do?
No, it's not. certainly not one who's a leader of the free world.
What's missing about this guy? What is it about this guy that's missing? What's missing in this guy?
He doesn't have, he doesn't have a vision. He relies on somebody else to do everything for him, as he has all through most of his life. He's been a failure at everything he's touched.
And yet we have him as a president of the United States, and he not only won once, but he won twice.
That's right. Unfortunately, we have him as a president, and we got to do something about that.
Yeah, you know what? It's like we're living through some kind of weird, cruel joke here.
Well, yeah, he is a cruel joke.
He really is. Michael, thank you, man. Have a good day.
Thank you.
All right. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. Can anybody put your finger on what it is about this guy that makes him the way he is? Let's go to Bart in Monument. Bart, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, good morning.
Hi.
Listen, I'm on my way to work with a bunch of conservative guys. I took a construction job, and they're nice enough guys. I think that there's a lot of heart in the right wing, but unfortunately they get their facts mixed up, and the leader of the crew here tells me all kinds of things about how bad Clinton was, et cetera, et cetera, and he brings up old issues with Clinton, and I'm going, look, we have troops dying in Iraq today. Over what? Over profiteering on the backs of dead soldiers is basically treason. And they just don't see that. They don't want to believe that Bush lied to them. They don't believe that. They also, Jay, I wanted to tell you this, the big discussion at the water cooler a lot is, where do you think those weapons were hidden, the weapons of mass destruction? Well, one guy says Syria. Another guy, well, I think they took them over the border to Afghanistan. And, you know, they just buy into everything Bush says.
Mm.
And another thing, another scary thought is, you know, Bush has said in the past, and I can't quote him, but he has said that he believes in Armageddon and, you know, the second coming of Christ. And when I talked to these guys Friday, we had, you know, some serious discussions as we were doing the construction and working, and I got like six guys on one, but it's okay because I'm pretty founded in what I believe. For one thing, I think conservatives don't really have empathy. These guys are all making a good living here. They hear that the economy is strong. They hear that housing is strong. And they're making 20, 25 bucks an hour. And they just don't have empathy for people who are losing programs, cuts in education, you know, funding for students, funding for other programs that are safety nets for our society, you know, including everything from taxes for streets and highways to social programs, but they just lose the empathy.
Well, that's really an important point. How do you get these people to have empathy for others?
I don't know. Well, they say they're Christian, all these guys, and then, you know, that was where the discussion ended for me, Jay. It's when you have a faith-based, well, not initiative, but a faith-based agenda. One guy told me, you know, nothing works without God. I said, well, which God, Jim? And he goes, well, the only God, the God upstairs. And I was just going, oh, man, it's hard to, how do you have empathy for another person's religion when you stick stalwart to yours? I mean, I think it's a matter of environment. It's what you're brought up with. So how do you, you know, the Bible should be a metaphor, not a literal doctrine of how to live your life, because everybody's literal translation is different, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's disgusting. It really is. It's disgusting that you know, I don't know, man. I mean, I spent a lot of time trying to think about how to break through to these people, how to get through to them. It's hard. It's hard to get through to them.
Yes, sir. It's impossible when you have, well, I mean, as soon as I realized I was dealing with a faith-based agenda, it's just really tough. It all kind of goes, I stopped the discussion. I said, well, we don't have much else to talk about because, you know, my faith is different than your faith. It's different than his and his and his. So how do we... how do you come to the table with politics? That's why, you know, there's a separation of church and state. Also, I'd like to know how come, now, these guys don't have much to say when I say that the Bush administration is just tearing apart the Constitution. And then, you know, they'll say, well, no, he's not. And I said, he doesn't have any respect for it at all. He basically uses it as toilet paper.
Well, ask him if they can read the Fourth Amendment?
Yeah, the Second Amendment, Fourth Amendment, the two that he walked all over recently, and It's a hard discussion. I need to get more versed in exactly what the Fourth Amendment says. So I've been so busy lately. I've got to bring some facts. I got to write them down and carry them in my pocket, Jay.
Yeah, well,
hey, I hope you feel better.
Thanks, man. The key to it is probable cause. Always remember that with the Fourth Amendment, probable cause. Bart, take care, man. Keep up
the war.
Sir, bye-bye. All right.
Talk to you.
Yeah, how do you reach those guys? How do you reach them? How do you get people? How do you convince people to have empathy who have none and who live in this kind of hidden world where there are weapons of mass destruction in Syria? Yeah, right. Okay, or it's hidden in Lebanon. I mean, how do you reach those people? How do you get to them? I don't know. 303-713-7600. We're talking about what happened in the Middle East over the weekend. And your take on all of this, and your take on George W. Bush, and you know, what it is about him that just doesn't seem to be right. Plus, how do you show, I mean, if it's obvious to you, and it's obvious to me, why isn't it obvious to his supporters? Why isn't it obvious to other people in the GOP that this guy's got some kind of a problem, that this administration is a huge problem? Or are they just going to ride this, you know, Roman candle down into the ground? 6:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at Progressive Traffic now with Amelia Earhart.
Thank you, Jay. Well, fortunately, not too much going on in this morning's drive. We do have one southbound I-25 crash. It's up on the north end, right around that Longmont Loveland exit. So you will find trouble coming in from the Fort Collins area drive. Now, down closer into Denver, you will find slow traffic across the Commerce City commute across eastbound I-270 between Vasquez and I-76. Southbound lanes of I-25 are also jamming up now between 104th and 84th, just south of your crash up on the north end. Now, across the Boulder Turnpike, eastbounders are thick between Federal and the I-25 interchange. And across the entire city, we are still dealing with wet roads, so you may find a bit of splashback in your drive. Now, taking a look at today's forecast, we'll see a high of only about 67 degrees with a chance for showers early in the afternoon hours. Now, currently we're at 51 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's hog season. Saturday, June 3rd from noon to 6 at Mile High Harley-Davidson Summer Kickoff Party. Eat, drink, and rock and roll.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu. Dork is back with their brand new album, Suck It. Join Denver's own Dork as they celebrate the release of their new disc, Friday, June 2nd at Rock Island for an all-ages show. Suck It. The new album from Dork includes the new single, F-I-I-K, featuring Stefan Egerton of The Descendants. The Dork Suck It CD Release Party, June 2nd at Rock Island, 1614 15th Street. All ages, $8, doors at 6:30. And don't miss Dork on their third year with the Vans Warped Tour. Check WeAreDork.com for details.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Rocky's been family-owned and operated since 1982, and I'm very proud to be associated with him. Rocky's Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Rocky's Autos, there's just no better place to go to get bang for your buck and to get the attention you deserve. Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Tonight, NBC will show you the funny. All-new Last Comic Standing is back.
How you doing?
And the search is on for the funniest person in America.
My mom, she is a shopaholic. That woman loves to buy alcohol.
With all-new comedians.
The reason we broke up is because I caught her lying under another man.
See the good, the bad, and the just plain weird. You decide who will be the last comic standing tonight on NBC.
someday. It's when you're finally going to get around to those home improvements. At Wells Fargo, we've learned there's never a spot on your calendar for someday, but there's always one for today. A home equity account from Wells Fargo is a great way to pay for important things like putting your kids through college or that master bedroom you've been thinking about. Why wait for someday? Ask about a home equity account from Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back to a guy that'll arm wrestle Karl Rove anytime, any place. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Not much rope goes to the pen, which is all we can hope for. 6:35, 25 minutes away from 7 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. One line open at 303-713-7600. We're talking about the Middle East, the actions over the weekend. This terrible, terrible, terrible slaughter of Iraqi civilians by Marines. The fact that John Murtha, Democrat from Pennsylvania, says that this is worse than Abu Ghraib, what went on in Afghanistan over the weekend, and the fact that this White House apparently has no frickin' clue. As a matter of fact, do we have that cut of Donald Rumsfeld talking about George W. Bush? I was going to run this as a separate topic. Like, have you listened to this, and then have you, like, make up your own statement about Bush? This is Rumsfeld talking about George W. Bush. Listen to this.
And let us be grateful for a commander-in-chief, an historic leader, a selfless leader, who found that in the plain path of duty, the strength he owes to fallen heroes, to a determined nation, and to a higher power.
Now, he's got to be talking about Bush, right? Maybe he's talking about somebody else. But if he's talking about Bush, I guarantee you one thing, he's on crack. All right, let's go to David on I-25. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm trying to fight this cold off, but I'm hanging in here.
Excellent. Well, hey, listen, we had a bunch of friends over this weekend, and a lot of them are conservatives, and we had a good 3-4 hour discussions, and I think that even on their end, there's so much disgust right now that the conversation turned to the fact that we feel that Bush is being played by his own party, and that's been from the get go. It's just not possible, you know, for all of these events to have occurred and not somebody in the party be able to step aside and say, gee, you know, there's something that's wrong here. And you know, we don't even feel that Bush is on top of what's even going on. And you know, for my friends who a year ago we had the same conversation, for them to have been adamant and denied all of this, for them to have turned at this point in time, I think this is just not even a party issue anymore.
So they're definitely down on GWB's act.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and you look at this weekend and you look at, you know, the severity of things that are going on right now. It's just, you know, we're all fairly young. We're in our 30s and we're concerned. We're concerned because this is going to take a couple of presidencies to get us out of this hole, without a doubt.
Yeah, the damage this guy has caused not only this country internationally, but also internally with all of its policies. This is going to take generations to reverse all this, just generations to get it done.
You know, my family is from Argentina, and the financial crisis that happened back in 2001, it was almost as if it were overnight. And
right.
If you look at what's happening in the U.S., at some point in time, you know, overnight, much like many other countries, you know, the bottom's going to fall out, and we're going to sit around wondering, well, what happened?
And, yeah, I wonder today what happened. I wonder today how it is that conservatives, how it is that these wing nuts can even hold on to any kind of allegiance to this guy whatsoever when it's so clear. I mean, even Senator Chuck Hagel, who is a Republican from Nebraska in the GOP, says things are bad in Iraq, says things are bad in the Middle East, says they're worse than they were 3-4 years ago. How can anybody, how can those people look at this and not see it for what it is?
Well, Jay, we talked about that this weekend as well, and we're concerned. It's people are on autopilot here, and it seems like there's just not enough awareness. There's not enough consciousness. People are just living their lives, and until this country feels pain, many like, you know, much like many other countries, you know, it just doesn't seem like there's going to be anything that goes on. There's very little action that's taking place right now. And quite honestly, you know, I'm a liberal. I just, you know, I'm not sure where to begin other than just being extremely frustrated.
The only place I can think of is to shoot the wad for November, man. That's all I can think of.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
I can think of is to shoot the wad for November and pray to God we somehow pick up seats in November and get control of this country.
I trust that we will, and I trust that we can get it together from there on out. I don't have a lot of confidence that we'll be able to turn this thing around right away. I'm sure this is you know, with what we've drained out of this country, you know, socially, economically, spiritually, it's going to take some time to get us back on track.
It's going to take us decades. David, thank you, man. Appreciate
the call.
Okay.
Have a good day.
All right. He's right. It's going to take us decades to fix this place. Just decades. Excuse me. That's just my cold. Decades to fix this place. I mean, you look at the damage that the tax cuts alone have done to this country. Look at vis-a-vis Katrina. In New Orleans, where they cut money to the Army Corps of Engineers because they had to have those tax cuts, this administration. Or that they sent our troops into battle without the proper armor because they had to have those tax cuts. And the judges that they have put on the bench, it's going to take a long, long time to fix this situation. Miriam in Evergreen. Miriam, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I'm up very early. I usually catch you at the end. It's really nice hearing you so early in the morning.
Oh, why, thank you. Very kind.
You and Sam Cedar are my favorite talk show hosts.
Oh, thanks.
I can't handle the others. They scream too much.
Oh.
And you carry on intelligent conversations with your callers and your guests, and I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you.
I want to address several things here, if I may.
Sure.
Okay, number one, about the Dems, why Bush won. You said he won two elections.
Well, one was stolen.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, he got in two elections. And it's not that Bush won. It's that the Democrats lost.
Yeah.
Because they like being losers. Okay? Now, I'm a progressive, all right? But I look at this administration, I look at no oversight in our Congress. I look at when that thing came out about the leak, the president had leaked, you know, authorized Cheney to leak a scooter, you know, have scooter leak Valerie Plame's name.
Right.
That happened on Thursday. I was waiting for an uproar from Congress. This is the hugest presidential crisis since Watergate, and I didn't hear a peep from Congress. And you know why? The next day, they left on their two-week spring break instead of going into emergency session. Okay. Now, that's that end, because I just have a few things here I really want to address. The fighting Dems, the 70 fighting Dems, the Gulf War and Iraq vets that are running.
Right.
You're not going to see much change because the Democrat Leadership Council took out Howard Dean. Hillary Clinton's a big favorite. She supports Bush on the war. She takes millions of dollars from Walmart. The Dems all take millions of dollars from K Street. You know, so I really don't see these vets are going to get in there and they're going to go, holy Christ, you know. The Dems are running a plantation.
Yeah, but you know, I don't see it. I don't see it as being that gloom and doom because I see a lot more people getting sucked up into the process than ever before, and I see a real chance through the Netroots and through small donations and through people getting involved. I see change beginning to happen. But I don't think it's going to happen overnight. It didn't take the right wing to make their change overnight. It's not going to happen with us overnight. And it's going to take us a while. And you look at what's going on, for instance, in Connecticut with Lieberman and Ned Lamont.
Sure.
I mean, four or five years ago, you would have never had that. You've got it now. Now Lieberman has got a problem. because Ned Lamont got over a third of the votes in that assembly.
Right.
And Lieberman now finds himself with a primary challenger, and it's been a long time since he's found one. And Ned Lamont is starting to garner national attention.
And Lieberman is considering running as a Democrat. I don't think any of the
other
parties...
He's considering pulling out now and having to run as an independent because he doesn't want to have to face a primary challenge.
Yeah, but you know what? No party's going to take him. He's not going to get.
I agree. But I think that that's a sign. I think it's a sign of things to come. And I think that we have to remember. You know what we want? We want the whole enchilada, and we want it now. And we're not going to get it because nobody ever does. But we can get it in bits and pieces. And
Let me make one more comment.
All right, quickly.
I don't see things changing. I think there'll be, you know, a nice spurt. I think there has never been a better time for a third party in this country.
I totally reject that.
Composed of progressive Democrats.
I totally reject
that. Real conservatives. I think now is the time lay the groundwork.
I reject it. The better course is to take over the Democratic Party and put it back where it should be.
I wish I could agree with you.
Not split off onto a third party. A third party has no chance electorally in this country. Name me a third party within your lifetime that has ever had any degree of success.
Perot had a chance.
But he didn't win.
Well, he got to be too nasty.
Well,
in the
he helped
debate.
Bill Clinton get into office. The point is that a third party has no chance. Marion, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you very much for your time. Good work you do.
Okay, you got it. One line open at 303-713-7600. 646, 14 away from 7 o'clock. We got Bill Winter, who's running against Tom Tancredo on the line. He wants to respond to the Marion's Fighting Dems comment, and we'll put him on along with the rest of your calls. One line open at 303-713-7600. Maybe we ought to do this for the whole 4 hours. Maybe we ought to just muse at the condition of the Democratic Party and about what's going on in the Middle East over the weekend.
Get away this weekend for a real Colorado vacation. The Cross T Bar Trout Ranch offers the finest wild trout fishing from four crystal clear lakes near the spectacular Sangre de Cristos. Bring the whole family and stay in a cabin or at the RV parking campground. Go hiking, mountain biking, and the staff can also arrange horseback riding, whitewater rafting, and jeep tours. It's a Rocky Mountain family adventure at the Cross T Bar Trout Ranch, 1 hour southwest of Colorado Springs. For more information, call 1-800-453-4379.
Be patented and submitted to industry. InventHelp has inventors' information for you. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-900-9241. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-900-9241. That's 1-800-900-9241.
Oh, it's my turn, 647. 13 minutes away from 7 o'clock on AM 760. Progressive Talk. You know, as many times as I do that, you think I could come up with a different term? Instead of it's my turn? Oh, what the hell? It's Tuesday, which really feels like Monday. Hey, why is it when you need work to be done in your home, it's so difficult to find reliable people? That's something, you know what, I just don't understand. Let me tell you about a great company that you can trust, XL Roofing. Their number is 303-761-6400. Now, these guys get it. XL doesn't ask for any money until the job is done and you're happy. And that's the way all contractors should operate. It's hard to get ripped off when you don't have to put any cash up front. These guys offer some progressive products like shingles that absorb less heat. These shingles will help reduce the heat island effect in our community and keep your house cooler in the summer. How about solar power attic fan or a solar power tube that provides free light in your house? You know what? When Tom Martino needed a roof, who'd he go to? He went to XL, and you got to know that Martino doesn't mess around. If you're going to do Martino's house, you better get it right. Get off your half moons. Call the folks at XL. They're good folks. 303-761-6400 or go to their website at XL. That's XLRoofing.com.
Need car navigation for your vacation? Get a Garmin GPS.
Turn right on Highway 152.
Garmin, the leader in We'll Take You There.
I'll take you there.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Across your highway drive, we're in pretty good shape. We only have one crash in the cleanup stages. It lies along southbound I-25 right at that Longmont exit. We've got two cars involved here. And south of here, you will find a slow commute down from 104th heading down towards 84th and again settling in on that approach to the I-70 interchange. Now, across the turnpike, eastbounders are jamming up between Federal and I-25. The same goes for southbound 225 between Alameda and Mississippi and again from Yosemite down towards I-25 itself. In today's forecast, we've got a chance for showers later on this afternoon and a high of about 67. Currently, we're at 52 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
So hungry that you're starting to think of the French fries that have been under your seat since September? Express yourself beginning June 2nd. If you're driving alone, pay with your transponder and use the express lanes on I-25. Expand your lunch options. Go to ExpressToll.com.
Dave Moon, Coldwell Banker Realtors, wants to remind everyone that when you take to the road this summer, remember to take along those three C's of safety. That's caution, courtesy, and above all, a little common sense. Safe and sober driving is everyone's responsibility. This summer safety message is courtesy of Dave Moon, Coldwell Banker Realtors, at 9210 East Berry Avenue in Greenwood Village. For all your real estate needs, whether you're buying or selling, call 720-339-3803. That's 720-339-3803.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes in all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
6:50, 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Don't forget, coming up Wednesday, May the 31st, Big Head Todd will be here. Big Head Todd and the Monsters, that's tomorrow he's going to be here. And he's going to be playing all the intros and outros and co-hosting the show. That's tomorrow morning here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. All right, we're talking about the administration. We're talking about what's going on in the Middle East this weekend and what a mess things are. And let's go to Bill Winter, who is one of the fighting Dems who's running for office. He's running against Tom Tancredo. And, Bill, good morning. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you doing today?
Hi, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, Big Head Todd, man. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he'll be in here tomorrow.
Awesome. I think he's been around as long as I have.
Nobody's that old. Just kidding. Just kidding.
I'm gonna remember that one.
Just kidding.
Yeah, I heard the lady commenting about the fighting Dems and not making a difference. I had to call in and make a comment about that.
Do it.
Well, you know, I think we have two choices in life. You know, we can look at things and throw our hands up and lay down and quit. We can get back and get back into the fight and do something. And I'm going to disagree with her because I tell you what, some of us out of those 70-plus fighting Dems are going to get elected. And we're not going to take our orders from the leadership of the Democratic Party. We're going to do what we think is right because we're going in there, I think, for a whole new reason. We're going in there to serve America and serve our country. And the bottom line is I am a progressive, and I'm going to stand up for what I believe in. And, you know, you've been talking this morning about what's missing in George Bush, and I think what's missing there is what's missing in our party, and it's leadership. And leadership isn't about being careful or cautious. It's about being bold but with wisdom. It's about stepping out and standing up for what you believe in and giving people a place where they can stand and feel safe to stand up for what they believe in.
No sense of sacrifice out of this man.
None whatsoever. And that's you know, I think you were asking why don't the American people stand up and do something. Well, they haven't been asked to be involved, and so they don't feel involved. And so they don't feel like there's anything, I guess probably about it that really impacts their life, and so there's no sense. We've not been asked to sacrifice in any way, shape, or form. We're at war, but it doesn't feel like we are. You don't see it in the papers hardly at all. And you know, I think this situation with the Marines in Iraq is a tragedy on a lot of different levels. And you know, obviously it's a tragedy with the people that were killed, but you know what? It's a tragedy for the Marines that did it. And you take 19 and 20 and 21
yeah,
year olds.
Yeah, you're right.
And you put them in a very difficult situation, and you don't give them the tools they need to handle that situation properly, and then they make mistakes, which is what people do, and they're going to have to live with that the rest of their life. And I'll tell you what's going to come out of this: they will prosecute some low-ranking guys, but they won't prosecute anybody up near the top of the chain of command, Jay, and that's not right.
Well, Murtha says it goes all the way to the top.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You remember, you know, I mean, I guess it was Harry Truman said the buck stops here. I don't know where the buck stops in this administration, but I think it stops at a whole lot lower level than on George Bush's desk.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's going to be very interesting to see what comes out of this, and I think that Mirtha is correct, and I think you're correct, but I think you're also correct in the fact that those that are higher up are not going to get it. And there is something missing in this administration, and I don't know whether it's a call to sacrifice. I don't know whether it's leadership. I don't know whether it's a concrete plan. This administration reminds me, this president reminds me of a fly stuck in molasses that just keeps spinning around and around and around with no clear-cut pattern and seems confused.
Well, I think one of the callers earlier on hit on something when he said that everything in George Bush's life has been done for him. And so now he's in a situation where he needs to step forward and show some leadership and actually do something. He doesn't know how to do it. And the people that he's surrounded himself have proven themselves to be incompetent, and nobody has stood up and really held them to account. But he refuses to get rid of them and bring in anybody that can get the job done. And unfortunately, with this Congress, nobody in this Congress will do their job, which is to provide oversight and which is to be a co-equal branch of government. And so what we have to have up there is we have to elect people that are going to go up and do their job and say to this administration, that's not acceptable and we need change. And, you know, I think we can do that, and I think we can make a huge difference. And I'll tell you what, you look at the polling numbers down in our district, which is supposed to be conservative, and Americans are, you know, you're asking, when are Americans going to stand up and say enough is enough? I think we're there. If you look at, you know, I'm looking at the numbers we got back in our polling, and I think we're there.
What do the numbers there show?
Well, the numbers show George Bush, you know, now this is Congressional District 6, which everybody says is one of the two most conservative districts in the state, and we have George Bush under 50% approval rating. We have Tom Tancredo under 50% approval rating. We have both of them at 40% or higher disapproval rating. We have a large majority of people saying the country is going in the wrong direction. You know, we have a majority of people saying that the war in Iraq was a mistake, and you just go on and on.
Under 50% is a very vulnerable position for an incumbent to be in.
Oh, absolutely. If you're not at 50% or above at this point, you're in real trouble because the system is stacked in favor of incumbents, and it's been built that way. And to be under 50% as an incumbent right now means that you're in real trouble. And I think we're going to see a whole lot of change this fall, and part of that is that we have very strong candidates that are up there. And we are going to go in and make a difference. And I refuse to subscribe to the theory that you can't change things. And I'll tell you something about the whole third-party idea, and I know this isn't going to be popular, but as far as I'm concerned, third-party gave us George Bush in the first place, because I sure would like to have those votes back in Florida that went to a third-party.
Yeah. I feel exactly the same way. I think a third-party is out of the question, and I think long-term, I think we need to think long-term, that we're going to suffer some defeats along the way, that it's not going to be easy to turn things around. But it wasn't easy for the conservatives to do it after Barry Goldwater got his butt kicked in 64.
Right.
And it's going to be, you know, it's going to, but they hung in, and we need to hang in, and we need to just, you know, we need to just get to the polls in November, and we just need to keep working on a long-term strategy, not only on a federal level, but also on a local and a state level, to get control of this country.
Well,
I really believe that.
We also need to have, I believe, more courage in the Democratic Party and stand up for what we believe in. You know, we went out in this so-called conservative district, and we polled on the things that I believe, because it's my poll, it's my race. So we asked them, what do you think about the things that I believe in, talking about various different issues. You know, every single one of them came in at 50% or higher. Every single one of them. Down here in a conservative district, people believe what I believe, and I knew that going in. At least I thought it. You know, I thought, I bet we'll get that result when we do the poll. But people believe what we believe, and we just got to stand up for it and not be afraid of it.
Yep, you know, I agree. All right, and I don't mean to cut you off. I'm running out of time. Hey, plug your website.
It's winterforcongress.com. Winterforcongress.com.
All right, Bill.
We're looking at getting some folks out here, so got some exciting things happening.
All right, Bill. Good to hear your voice, man.
All right, thanks, Jay.
Okay, talk to you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, we'll continue here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Where do you get your local news? This could be of tantamount importance.
AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-600-5701. That's 1-800-600-5701. 1-800-600-5701.
AM 760, Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760, AKZN. Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. President Bush is about to announce a big change in his economic team. Treasury Secretary John Snow is resigning. The president will nominate Goldman Sachs Chairman Henry Paulson to succeed Snow. Snow, a former railroad executive, has headed Treasury for three mostly prosperous years, but the president has decided to switch tracks by naming Wall Streeter Paulson. If confirmed, Paulson will inherit economic growth, along with some concerns about inflation. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Settapani.
The latest medical bulletin on wounded CBS News war correspondent Kimberly Dozier is as good as can be expected.
She was moving her toes. Furthermore, the comments that came back to me was that she was responsive, opening her eyes to command during the flight, which is a good sign.
Colonel Brian Gamble at the military hospital in Landstuhl, Germany. CBS's Sheila McVicker has more from the hospital.
There are teams of doctors, specialists, and nurses who are working on her now to assess her condition. There are neurosurgeons, orthopedic surgeons, of course, reflecting the two most serious injuries that she has had. She suffered a head wound. She also has injuries to her legs.
The car bomb that wounded Dozier killed CBS News cameraman Paul Douglas, sound man James Brolin, an American soldier and an Iraqi interpreter. With the violence in Iraq on the increase, 3,500 reservists based in Kuwait will reportedly be sent in as reinforcements. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland says American commanders are in no position to draw down U.S. forces anytime soon.
Over the last several weeks, they've become increasingly less optimistic. Their statements are more and more guarded about our ability to reduce forces in Iraq.
Iraqi officials say they've apprehended a top terror suspect who allegedly confessed to hundreds of beheadings in Baghdad and other parts of the country. 30 minutes from now, Congress takes a look at an FBI raid that hit close to home. Live to CBS's Tom Foti.
Frank, what the House Judiciary Committee wants to examine is, did the FBI breach a wall it had no business breaching when it searched the office of a Democratic congressman under investigation for possible corruption? George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley.
I think that we are in the midst of a very serious constitutional crisis, and one that most citizens have little appreciation for.
The issue being, did the FBI, an agency of the executive branch, interfere with the operations of Congress? Live in Washington, Tom Foti, CBS News.
A few miles from the Mexican border, a 2,000-acre wildfire that's been burning since Saturday has been stopped just short of the Coronado National Memorial and some nearby homes. But firefighters say that could change with the least change in the wind.
Anything can happen with Mother Nature. If she decides to blow in a different direction, we could be in trouble.
Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are pointing downward. They're down by about 5 points. This is CBS News.
When other ways of getting to sleep don't work, there's something you should know. Tylenol PM relieves pain and sleeplessness with the pure pain relief of Tylenol and a sleep aid that's safe and non-habit forming when used as directed. So it will help when other ways can't. Stop. Think. Tylenol PM.
Michelin presents a Michelin Manifesto.
The Michelin Man is trying to match every driver up with a savvy crew chief. Your Michelin dealer can show you how Michelin Pilot Performance Sport tires help deliver race-inspired grip and handling on wet and dry pavement, so you can achieve the confidence that comes from uncompromising performance with your car. See your Michelin dealer or MichelinMan.com.
Michelin, a better way forward.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Crews are still searching for an 8-year-old boy who disappeared Saturday while on a camping trip north of Canyon City.
The tracks aren't continuous. You know, they'll appear and then they'll disappear, and they'll have to search for them again. They'll find the tracks going off in another direction.
One of the searchers involved, Evan Thompson, who has attention deficit disorder, was last seen in the Cactus Cliff area. Animal Control has taken custody of 37 pit bulls after neighbors reported the situation to authorities. The owner says the animals are show dogs, but authorities say different.
One of our officers does have a shotgun on scene. The reason for that is one of the pit bulls did get loose. Fortunately, the owner was able to get him back under control, but it's an officer safety issue for the officers on scene as well. The condition that these dogs are in my opinion, is very inhumane. This is just ridiculous. It's disgusting. And I just don't understand why someone would do this to these animals.
The owner faces fines and jail time. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. We're looking at a lighter than usual drive. Looks like a lot of us are taking that extended vacation. Southbound I-25, though, is still jamming up. It runs on the north end. That heavy traffic right between 120th and 84th Avenue. Again, heading south between I-70 and Spear. Now, as you make your way across I-70, we do have heavy traffic eastbound right around Brighton Boulevard, heading back towards Pecos. And southbound I-225, of course, we're jamming up right between Alameda and Mississippi, and once again between Yosemite and I-25. Now, again, no crashes to work our way around. This morning, we're off to a great start into this short work week. Now, taking a look at today's forecast, we'll see a high of 67 with a chance for showers later on today, and we'll see that high right around the noon hour. And currently, we're at 52 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Are you totally blindsided by double payments? What can you do? Higher interest rates are coming, and if you're paying the minimum amount, your payment could double. Call Ace Mortgage Funding right now at 877-ACE-REFI. That's 877-ACE-REFI.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies locally, like Colorado Landmark Realtors, Bauhaus, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn about how you can join these progressive companies.
Need car navigation for your vacation? Get a Garmin GPS.
Turn right on Highway 152.
Garmin, the leader in We'll Take You There.
I'll take you there.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
7:06, 6 minutes after 7 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Tomorrow morning, Big Head Todd of Big Head Todd of the Monsters will be here live to co-host the show, play the intros live and the outros, and we're looking forward to that. Meanwhile, I'm sitting here fighting the crud. That's what I ended up getting over the Memorial Day weekend. While everybody else went out and had fun, I had to lay low because I got this virus again. But hopefully I'm getting it under control slowly but surely. I feel better now than I did at 5 o'clock this morning.
It's weird that you get these colds and these sicknesses when you don't drink, you don't smoke, you're eating fairly healthy now. And yet I drink and smoke and whatever, don't eat healthy, and I never get a cold.
Maybe
you should take up smoking.
I think it's the hours.
Maybe it is the hours.
I think working this early in the morning, it gets to you after a while. There's a disturbing story in the British newspaper, The Independent. And I don't know if this covers local television stations here in town or not. And I'd really be interested in knowing this. Federal authorities are actively investigating dozens of American television stations for broadcasting items produced by the Bush administration to major corporations and passing them off as normal news. Some of the fake news segments talked up the success of the war in Iraq or promoted companies' products. Investigators from the Federal Communications Commission are seeking information about stations across the country after a report produced by a campaign group called The Extraordinary Extent of the Use of Such Items. The Extraordinary Extent of the Use of Such Items. The report by the nonprofit Center for Media and Democracy found over a 10-month period at least 77 television stations were making use of Fox News broadcasts, known as video news releases. Not one told viewers who had produced the items. We know we only had a partial access to these VNRs, and yet we found 77 stations using them, said Diana Facetta, one of the group of researchers. I would say it was pretty extraordinary. The picture we found was much worse than we expected going into the investigation in terms of just how widely these get played and how frequently these prepackaged segments are put on the air. Ms. Farsetta said the public relations companies commissioned to produce these segments by corporations had become increasingly sophisticated in their techniques in order to get VNRs broadcast. They've got very good mimicking of what a real independently produced television report would look like, she said. Now, the FCC has declined to comment on the investigation, but investigators from the Commission's Enforcement Unit recently approached Ms. Facetta for a copy of the group's report. The range of VNR is wide. Among items provided by the Bush administration to news stations was one in which the Iraqi American in Kansas City was saying, "Thank you, Bush. Thank you, USA," in response to a 2003 fall of Baghdad. The footage was actually produced by the State Department, one of 20 federal agencies that have produced and distributed such items. Many of these corporate reports produced by drug manufacturers such as Pfizer focus on health issues and promote the manufacturer's product. One example cited by the report was the Halloween segment produced by the confectionery giant Mars, which featured Snickers, M&M's, and other company brands. While the original VNR disclosed it was produced by Mars, such information was removed when it was broadcast on the television channel. In this case, Fox owned a station in St. Louis, Missouri. Bloomberg News Service says that other companies that sponsored the promotions included General Motors, the world's largest car maker, Intel, the biggest maker of semiconductors. All of the companies said that they included full disclosure of their involvement in the VNRs. We in no way attempted to hide that we were making the video, said Chuck Malloy, a spokesperson for Intel. In fact, we bent over backwards to make this disclosure. Do you think any of the local television stations here have run this stuff? Now, I really wouldn't mind getting on the phone today and calling them up, calling the news directors of the local television stations and asking them if they ran this fake news, touting either the Bush administration or products and passing it off as news. And it leads me to this question, and you have to fill me in on this, because I don't know the answer to it. And I don't know the answer to it simply because I don't have a lot of time to invest. And I think I've told you before, I have a very jaundiced eye towards news operations and news organizations. I mean, I love Mike Nelson. I'm crazy about Mike Nelson. But you know what? I don't watch any of the local television stations. I couldn't tell you who the local anchors are. I have no idea who they are. I have no idea which television station you watch for local news. Usually when the local news is on, I'm usually doing something else or, believe it or not, getting ready to go to bed. For instance, I never see the 10 o'clock news if it runs. I never see that. I never see the news in the afternoons. I always have something else going on. So I guess the thing I'm asking you is, tell me who it is that you watch and what local television station you trust as far as the news goes in this town. Who would you swear by unequivocally? Channel 9? Channel 7? Channel 4? What is the Fox outlet? Yeah, where is it on the channel selected? Channel 31 or Channel 13? Excuse me. And you know, somebody who writes about television for either the Denver Post or the Rocky Mountain News should really call these TV stations and should really ask them, have they ever run these VNRs? Have they used any of this material that has been provided for them by the Bush administration or by big corporations? These video news stories. Or video news releases, actually, is what they're called. and with nobody telling the producer, telling the viewers who produced them. But anyway, I don't know. I just am curious as to, you know, if I had to watch local television here, and if I had to take time out to TiVo it and watch it back the next day, who does the best local coverage here? 303-713-7600. Who would you vote for as being doing the best local coverage? And I really wonder if somebody from the Tribune, I'm sorry, from the Post, or the Rocky Mountain News, I really wonder if they would call the local television stations here and ask them if they've been running this stuff. And if this stuff has gone on in Denver. But I wonder who you trust locally, or maybe you don't watch any news locally at all. You know what, I've reached the point now where it's very, very tough for me to watch any news of any kind because I mistrust the media so. And I wonder if I'm the only one that's sitting in that position. I don't think I can be. And I think, as I mentioned before, and we'll have him on later on this morning, Paul Waldman, if you hang around with the Media Matters for America crowd long enough, you become extremely distrusting of most news that's out there. So you look at everything with kind of a jaundiced eye, that you're not necessarily at times getting the truth, or that you're getting commentary or spin stuck in the middle of it. But virtually the only person I know of that I really like in local television would be Mike Nelson. And when I was here before, 6 years ago, he used to be on my show and would do the weather. And he's a great guy. And he's accurate. But as far as the other channels go, I don't know. I don't know who to watch. And I don't know how much of a news commitment they actually have to local news and how much of it is fluff. How hard hitting are they? So you got to fill me in on all this. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. Where as progressives do you go to get your local news? What television station? If any of them. And maybe you want to call and tell me you don't watch any of them. Maybe you want to call and tell me that you can't take any of them. And I think it's extremely hard to trust the media these days. And it's extremely hard to get an unbiased viewpoint of what's going on. Almost to the point where I rely totally on the internet and blogs and a few key select newspapers across the country. And even I look at those with jaundiced eyes sometimes. And I'm talking about papers like, excuse me, like the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Los Angeles Times. But even those are capable of making screw-ups and making mistakes and also embracing conventional wisdom. 303-713-7600, three open lines here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Which local news station, which local television station do you get the news from, if at all?
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Team Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details. And they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then have made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-500-1093 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-500-1093 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-500-1093.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
Message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, three buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. Two little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Made possible by Searchdog USA.
Did you wake up this morning hoping today you'd finally meet the one? Well, then there's something you should know. Last year alone, hundreds of thousands of people found a fabulous relationship on Match.com. So is online dating for you? Now, Match.com has created a new starter kit so you can find out. And for a limited time, it's free for everyone who visits Match.com. Today could be the day. Check out our new starter kit. Yours free. Only at Match.com, the number one site for love.
The Jay Marvin Show.
Coming up Wednesday, May the 31st, none other than Big Head Todd in studio. He's going to play all the intros and outros to the show. Going to be like my Paul Schaefer.
Ladies and gentlemen, what a show we have.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Plus, co-host the program will also be taking your calls as we normally do, so join us on Wednesday.
Hi, Jay. This is Big Head Todd. How are you?
Big Head Todd in studio with his guitar. You know, maybe we'll end up making him a permanent sidekick and talk him into getting off the road.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Big Head Todd tomorrow here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 721, 21 minutes after 7. High today, 62, thunderstorms. Jay Marvin along with you. Nice to have you along. Bush planted fake TV news stories on American TV. I'd be interested to know if any of the local television stations here used any of that. And where you go to get your local news here. And you know what? I haven't got one call. So apparently, I guess this audience doesn't watch any local TV. I don't see any because I don't ever have a chance. And as I've said before, increasingly, I have a feeling that I just can't trust any news source that's out there. CNN, MSNBC, except for Keith Olbermann. Definitely not Fox. And Mike Nelson's the only local television personality that I know. I mean, I don't know of anybody else. Kim Christensen, she's still around? Because I don't know what goes on with local TV. Because it doesn't fit into my schedule. But I'm asking you which one you find to be the most credible. Of all of them. And apparently we've run into a historic first on this show, which is a dead end, in which no one wants to call up and express an opinion either way about any of these television stations, which either means that the progressive audiences don't watch local television, or you're not interested in the topic. Which is okay with me. I mean, not every one of these things can be a home run. But I don't know if, you know, I don't know which one you would trust for local coverage and how much local coverage they do have as opposed to fluff. Most local news that I've noticed has a lot of fluff to it. That's always steered me away. from it. You know, the hard-hitting investigative part of it seems to be gone. Although I hear us run ads on here for Channel 9 and other stations that do have investigative units. And we did have John Ferrugia from the Ferrugia File on here one morning. So I guess I got to acknowledge him as being another local personality that I know of. But I'm not sure as to who the leading TV station would be and where you would go to get your news. And particularly news of Colorado. Not necessarily national news. Now, I know there's a lot of you that watch PBS. I know there's a lot of you that listen to NPR, if you're not listening to us. Media Matters for America indicates that both PBS and NPR has also made their share of mistakes and not given us progressives a fair shake. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jeff in Summit County. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Your turn, Jeff.
Morning, Jay.
Hey.
I don't trust any of them. I think they all follow a corporate format. National news is on a corporate format, and they cover what they're told to cover.
Well, where do you go to get your local news?
Well, I read the Summit Daily, you know, the local paper to see what's going on. If I watch for the weather. That's all I watch of the news is I look for the weather and how far can you trust the weatherman. You look for those things. What's happening is the investigative journalism, I believe, is going to book writing. And everybody's, there's more money in book writing and they don't get censored. So what they do is they go to book writing, there's more money in it, and they don't, you know, have a censor standing over, like a corporation, standing over them telling what they can and cannot say. And you don't have investigative journalism, I don't believe, other than 2020, 60 minutes, you know, and a few journalists here and there that are willing to step out on a limb. Look what they did to that poor guy on NBC. Who was in the? The tall guy with the blonde hair. He asked a bunch of hard questions, and boy, he got berated.
You know what though? But you know, you're talking all there about network stuff. What about local stuff? What about, you know, covering local Colorado news?
I think, for the most part, that the people that cover the local news are covering human interest stories. They're covering, I don't see a lot of politics on local news. Do you? I mean, I don't.
Well, I hardly ever see it. I mean, that's the problem, because it doesn't fit with my time period, with my lifestyle. Because when you do this kind of a show, you know, you lead kind of a restrictive lifestyle, so you don't see a lot of what goes on in the local media, and I might see it every once in a while, but the times I've seen it, it's been like the early afternoon news, and it always seems to me to be filled with fluff.
Well, it's not investigative journalism anymore, like you said. It's commentary. It's people's ideals on you know, and they interject what they believe on the news, and it's wrong. I mean, all the news stations do it. Everybody makes comments on something they don't agree with, and it's more personalized to the point of, where's the tough follow-up question? Even Tim Russert, I mean, he's terrible anymore. I mean, where's the follow-up questions of, if something is not correct, he knows it. Why doesn't he follow up and say, no, look, this is wrong. Here's the proof right here.
Yeah.
Now, I just disproved this. How do you keep saying that?
I agree, but see, that's on a national level, and that's not...
Yeah.
That's not on a local level. I would be interested to know if any of the local television stations here in the Denver market ran any of these VNRs, these video news releases.
Oh, I'm sure they all have.
And passed them off as real. Well, we don't know. I wish somebody from the Denver Post or the Rocky Mountain News would do some investigating and call them up and ask them if they've ever run them. You know, as a matter of fact, maybe if I got time today, maybe I'll call all the news directors and ask them myself.
There you go.
All right, Jeff, thanks, man.
Hey. Take care. Thank you.
All right. Now we're starting to get some participants. See, I just got to goad you folks a little bit here at 728. One line open at 303-713-7600. Here's Chris in Loveland. Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
Just wanted to let you know, I usually watch Channel 4. That's only because I like Ed Green most of the time. You know, if you do watch it, I think I got a pretty large journalistic background. Did a lot of journalism in college, high school, and I think the reporting is just so horrible on most of the stations that I watch. Most of the time when they report stories, a lot of the stuff they say is just so ridiculous. You know, for instance, the other night they were talking about a lady that had gotten a car wreck, and the only thing they could think to say was that the paramedics checked her blood pressure, and my wife and I were just sitting there chuckling because, I mean, how dumb does that sound, you know?
Yeah, it does sound pretty dumb.
You know, and it's just, that's just constantly the kind of things that you hear out of these stations around here. It's like Cowpokeville, so... Yeah, I don't put much stock into what they say, and usually it sounds to me like if they report anything on a local level, it seems like every single station around here has got like this McCarthyist attitude about how, you know, must support the governor at all costs, never say anything bad about the governor, don't be controversial, walk the line, you know, tote the party tote, and appeal to the masses, or I guess what they believe are the masses, but... Now, I can't think of one time in the past 5 years, or 8 years, in fact, where I've ever heard him criticize the governor on any move that he's made, or even speak to anything that I've heard about on this station or read about in blogs or anything. Like, you know, maybe, for instance, they would maybe want to talk about, you know, the bill that he vetoed, concerning, you know, Denver Health Medical Center and that kind of issues like that. That would never come up, you know, but I did see him talk about how Bob Beaupre was whining about how, you know, Mark Holtzman made some kind of comment about him and he was trying to enact some, you know, law, da-da-da-da-da. Well, it's too bad Democrats didn't get to use that, you know, with their robocalls. So it seems just kind of slanted to me. And like I said, that's almost all the stations. So.
Where do you go? Where do you, then, if you don't watch them all, where do you go for your local news?
For local news, you know, you just got to kind of pick and choose. I read a couple of papers from the Northern Colorado area. And then, you know, like I said, I do watch them. I watch Channel 4. I watch Channel 7 or 9 sometimes. But they all report different things. And it seems like when they report the same thing, they have different facts. So like I said, it's kind of a pick-and-choose type thing.
So they're not consistent.
I believe they're totally inconsistent.
All right, pal. Chris, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good one.
You too. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. How about the local news, your critique of local news on television, and where do you get it from if you get it at all on local TV? And we got two lines open at 303-713-7600. What I'm getting here from most of you, or at least from a couple of calls that I've taken so far, is most of you don't take the local media very seriously and don't spend very much time with it. Boy, television used to be a very powerful medium. And I guess it still is, but I guess it isn't a powerful medium on a local level. All right, what about you, Amelia? What do you watch locally?
Well, I just catch a little bit of news in the morning here while I'm working, but I usually look to 9. Mostly for weather.
But for local news, you don't watch 9 for local news.
You know, I catch the stories, but my problem lies in the fact that a lot of their competition comes from getting to the story first rather than getting the details correct.
Right.
And not specifically for 9. I'm just talking about local news in general. Does that make sense?
Do television stations still run editorials?
I don't know. I mean, some, but...
Don't you remember when they used to do editorials? The following is an editorial from the president and general manager. Right?
I don't know. Maybe
KUSA, Channel 9.
Maybe I don't know what you're talking about. What is...
Well, when they would get on, take an editorial stance against something.
Oh, no, I don't think they do that anymore. They're afraid of offending anyone.
Well, see, they used to be required to do it by law. But now through deregulation, they don't do it. So, I don't know, maybe somebody out there knows the answer to this. Does any local TV station ever run editorials? The following is an editorial opinion expressed by General Manager... Vice President and General Manager Jay Marvin for KUSA TV, Channel 9. They don't have that anymore?
What would you run your editorial on?
I don't know. I'd have to think about it. But they used to have those. That used to be standard fare. Okay, what's going on with the traffic?
Well, luckily, not much this morning in terms of crashes and stalls. We do have one problem along our side streets. The lights are flashing red in all four directions at the intersection of Brighton Boulevard and 38th Street. So remember to treat that one as a four-way stop. Now, other than that, we do have a lot of heavy traffic. Southbound I-25 has jammed up on the north end between 120th and 84th. Again, heading down south between I-70 and Spear. And again, on that approach to the Broadway Bridge. Now, across northbound 25, our speeds have actually stayed on the high side. We do have one point of jamming, though. It runs right between 225 and the Yale exit. Across I-70, watch for heavy traffic eastbound between Pecos and Brighton Boulevard. And along the Boulder Turnpike, we are now looking at speeds in the 20s and 30s eastbound, right between Federal and the I-25 interchange. In today's forecast, we'll see that high of 67 degrees.
Tonight, NBC will show you the funny. All new Last Comic Standing is back.
How you doing?
And the search is on for the funniest person in America.
My mom, she is a shopaholic. That woman loves to buy alcohol.
With all new comedians.
The reason we broke up is because I caught her lying under another man.
See the good, the bad, and the just plain weird. You decide who will be the last comic standing tonight on NBC.
M760 Progressive Talk. Why? Well, because Rush is a dummy.
Just Brakes.
My brakes are grinding. I need pads and shoes, right?
Just Brakes will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machine rotors and drums for $99.88.
I'll come in next week.
Just Brakes recommends you bring your car in today. It's likely your brakes are already damaged.
Sounds serious.
It is. Brakes should be inspected at least once a year. Damage to major components can be a costly brake system nightmare.
Pads and shoes installed on all four wheels for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
It's Toyota's Launch Spectacular, featuring Camry, now available in a hybrid version. The all-new FJ Cruiser, Yaris, and RAV4. Right now, get $500 to $2,000 customer cash. Plus, save money at the pump with a limited-time fill-it-up gas card worth $1,000 when you purchase any 06 Corolla, Tundra, or Sequoia, only at your Greater Denver Toyota dealer. But you'd better hurry, because Toyota's Launch Spectacular ends soon. Toyota, it's time to move forward. Cash back from Toyota Motor Sales USA in through 5/31/06. Varies by region. Fill it up gas card offer good on any new purchase or lease of eligible vehicles. Terms and restrictions apply. Fill it up gas card will be mailed to customer within 3 to 5 weeks after purchase date. Visit your Greater Denver Toyota dealer or call 1-800-79-TOYOTA for additional details.
Visit your Greater Denver Toyota dealer. Or for more information, please log on to toyota.com. Toyota, moving forward.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, Touch the Sound. Also be sure to check out Jay Marvin's movie section filled with some of Jay's favorite flicks. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-700-1785. That's 1-800-700-1785. 1-800-700-1785.
Hi, this is Dave Logan for Regency Bristol Windows. Cut your energy bill by 47% guaranteed. And with every two windows you buy, get one window free. Call Regency at 303-233-0833.
Regency Windows.
A show that causes Republicans to drive their Hummers into a ditch. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
37 minutes past the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk, high today, 62. Jay Marvin along with you, good morning. Struggling here once again against a encroaching virus tomorrow. Big Head Todd and the Monsters. Big Head Todd of the Monsters will be here. Big Head Todd will be here playing the intros and outros and co-hosting the show. That's tomorrow morning between 6 and 10 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Bush planted fake news stories on American TV. These are known as video news releases. Also, big corporations did this as far as their products go. I wonder how many local television stations here in Denver ran this stuff, if any of them did. And where do you get your local news? Where do you go to get your local news off the tube? One line open at 303-713-7600. We go to Josh in Arvada. Josh, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Josh, hi, you there?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, well, you know, when...
when I have listened to local news, it's kind of like a morning show. They're making little jokes and talking to each other, and it's not entertaining, much less news. So I totally dropped it as far as the TV goes. You can get some blurbs on Colorado Public Radio. You can go to the website of the Post or whatever. But usually I only do that if I heard something here and have to look into it to get more information or something, because it's not like, you know, there's a daily feed giving you the local news. You got to go find it.
Do you watch any news at, like, TV news at night?
You know, I used to, but not anymore. With the exception of, Randy's a little over the top, but other than that, just listening to 760, I get enough to figure out if there's something that I am more interested in, then I'll go to some web blogs or do some searches. And
what about local news, though? What about local, like, versus local Colorado politics?
That's what I was saying. I used to listen to it at night when I was younger, but I don't anymore because they don't cover anything. Once in a while, CPR will do something that you can hear on the radio, but there just isn't anything on TV. It's all
like fluff, right? Do we lose him? We lost him. That happens occasionally when you're on a cell phone. Ellen, in Denver, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Oh, Jay, you never have to poke me with a stick to complain about local TV news.
Yeah, you know, you don't like it, huh?
Oh, my gosh. It's terrible in this town. It's fluff.
But is it only here or is it everywhere?
That's a good question, because I moved out here in 93 from 2,000 miles away in Virginia, and the news was a heck of a lot more serious back then, even in the largest market of the state, independent market, which is Hampton Roads. In this town, the news is candy in a news wrapper. That's the way I describe it, candy in a news wrapper. And, for example, back in Virginia, they have political correspondents at every station, and you hear from them all year long. Because the lawmakers aren't in session doesn't mean that there aren't political things going on. The governor's office, legislature going into effect, blah, blah, blah. You saw the political specialists year-round. Here you only see them when it's during the session. I wonder what Terry Jessup does during the rest of the year.
See, I don't know. Now, you're naming somebody who I don't have any idea who that is.
Yeah, well, here's the funny thing. He's News 4's political guy. It's been like a year since I have watched it for more than the weather, except every rare occasion, every now and then. And it's like, God, now I remember why I stopped watching. It's just, but, you know, I'm not preaching to the choir. You know all about this. Maybe you want to talk about it a little bit. But just like Congress is run really by the lobbyists, news is run really by the consultants, or insultants, as people would just like to call it.
But I don't know too much about that, and I don't know too much about it, particularly when it comes to television news. Because I was never involved in it.
Well, I was. They also do radio, too. I once lost my job because of a consultant. You know, so I particularly love them. I have a friend in television. He's lost his job because the consultant comes in and says, we need to get younger and more hip, or whatever. They're the ones who run the joint. Television news has descended from a public service to a product. Now, you know that's the case. It's all about money. It's all about Nielsen ratings. And that's more important than whether or not their news has testicles.
You know what I find shocking? I'll tell you what I find shocking. That not one television station here stands out.
No, they really don't.
That nobody
don't.
Has called up and said, oh, you know, I swear by 9, or I swear by 4, or I swear by 7.
Well,
that the volume of calls to this audience on a Tuesday morning are so damn low on this topic, which indicates to me that
nobody's watching.
Nobody's watching local TV.
Hey, I tell you what, I don't watch local TV. It's depressing. The stuff that they consider news is just boring to me. I love, and I know you've talked about this, that sometimes people call up and complain that you have ads that you run that are just too mainstream, and it's because you have CBS Radio at the top. I love CBS Radio at the top. They kick A. And if you're going to be, like, trying to critique what's going on in the mainstream media, you need to listen to them. What is the mainstream media talking about? And listen to CBS at the top. They're talking about how horrible this war is going every diddly hour, right? So that's a good thing. You know, you got to have at least a little bit of what the mainstream media is talking about. if you're really going to be a good progressive, you don't want to get too far down into a hole, you know?
Well, is investigative journalism and local TV dead?
From what I've, like I said, I don't watch a lot.
I mean,
you have fluffy stories.
You have, like, the Faruja file. I mean, that's kind of...
It's often on, have you noticed that it's so often on, maybe you haven't, but what I've seen is a lot of consumer stuff, like, you know, a mortgage company that wasn't really a mortgage company, which I guess is okay, but see, now this is another consultant thing. If you watch local TV for a week and for giggles, count how many times they say, you, what this means to you, because that's what the consultants have told them to do. You have to make the news good for, you know, Joe Sixpack and realize what's good for them, which is okay to an extent. And let me tell you this. Let me give you an example. I'm looking for a new job. I need to be careful what I say because I've worked in television and radio news, so maybe I don't want to burn any bridges. I hope nobody's listening. But I had an interview about 2 weeks ago with a local news director, and I was talking to him about political coverage, and that's my favorite thing. And he's like, what did he call them? Cerebral stories. He considered state legislative cerebral news. That's like, really scary to me. Oh, that they're too smart. We can't be doing that political stuff. That's cerebral. Well, dang.
It's like the governor vetoed all of those bills. How much coverage on local television did that get?
Nothing. They don't cover Unky Bill. Unless it's something that's... I won't go into details because I know you don't talk about it, but unless that's to a sex, they don't talk about the governor. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, all right, Ellen. I appreciate the call.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
All right. Low opinion of local news here, apparently. 303-713-7600. But you know what? I think it's gotten that way all over the country, not just here. Because I don't remember it being any better in Chicago in a lot of ways. Before I came here, I don't remember it being that much better. Maybe I'm wrong about that. Or how about this? Maybe we're more hooked on national stories when we get together every single morning, as opposed to local stories. Have you thought about that? 7:46, 14 minutes in front of 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Nothing too out of the ordinary on this morning's drive. We have a lot of heavy traffic, but fortunately, no major crashes tying us up this morning. You will find slow speeds across eastbound I-70 running right between Pecos and Brighton Boulevard. The eastbound lanes of 6th Avenue are also jamming up between Federal and I-25. Now, C-470 and Highlands Ranch, eastbounders are now thick between Broadway and University. And across southbound I-25 up on the north end, you're jamming between 120th and 84th Avenue, and again between I-70 and Spear. In today's forecast, our high should reach about 67 degrees with a chance for showers later on this afternoon. We're already at 55 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
On June 1st, E-470 celebrates its 15th anniversary. That means 15 solid years of providing people in the metro area a quick way to get around. For more information, visit E470.com. That's E470.com. E-470, what a relief.
The Ed Schultz Show.
Senator Ken Salazar with us. Do you believe that this whole discussion about language in America is really a diversion? Is this all about nothing? What do you think?
You know, Ed, it is a diversion. There are people in this country who look to find issues that divide America, and they do that time after time after time. And that's what this is all about. To include these divisive issues in this legislation, I think, is not the appropriate way to go.
Ed Schultz, weekday afternoons 1 to 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp has inventors' information for you. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-900-9241. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-900-9241. That's 1-800-900-9241.
7:48, 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. One line open at 303-713-7600. You want to get the most bang for your car buck? My friends at Rockies will take care of you. With their matching down incentive, you up to $1,500. You put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500, and you get $3,000 down towards your next vehicle. And they have got a dynamite lineup of the cleanest late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado, including Corvettes, the original American sports cars. They've got them all from Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. Backed up by good-hearted folks who work hard to make sure that you're happy. And every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days, 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Log on to RockiesAutos.com right now. Check out the inventory. Fill out an application for a car loan there. And you know what you can do? You can cut down on the amount of time if you see something you like. As for Steve, he's the one who handles all of that. Rockies Autos, they're great folks. They've been owned and operated, family owned and operated since 1982. And they really do work hard to make sure you're happy. Rockies Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And I'm proud to be associated with them. Rockies Autos, whether you check them out at the web or do the best thing, I think, which is to go in person and go shopping. Because they have got a huge, huge selection and great prices, too. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
Your chances of being in a drunk driving crash are 1 in 250. Your chances of dying, 1 in 65. So when you survive, you hear it a lot. You're lucky to be alive. Lucky because you beat the odds. Thing is, the odds beat back. Try losing 1 in 3 children, 1 in 2 arms or legs, 3 in 4 months at the office, 4 in 5 days to depression, 2 out of 3 dreams or nightmares, 5 of 6 letters or bills. And if one of 12 jurors has had a bad day, the driver who hurt you goes free. 1 in 4 marriages breaks from the strain, 2 out of 5 friends avoid you, and the odds are good that the ones who don't will tell you how lucky you are.
Until you've survived a drunk driving crash, you can't understand the impact. MAD Victim Services advocates are crash survivors themselves, uniquely equipped to help with emotional, legal, and financial guidance. Call 877-MAD-HELP.
Clear the air, we got a mayday!
He's told me about you.
What did he say?
About the pills and the booze and the affair you had with his mother.
I can explain almost all of that.
Tonight at 11, it's the Rescue Me season premiere.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
I've heard about these crazy teacher broads, you know, having sex with their students. This could scar you for life.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Woo! Give me 5.
TV Guide raves, what's smoking this summer is Rescue Me. Hailing this season as hilarious and magnificently entertaining.
You gotta put an end to the thing.
If I end that thing, I'm gonna need another thing to take that thing's place.
My thing?
Dennis Leary stars in the Rescue Me season premiere tonight at 11.
This is gonna be a lot more fun than I thought.
Only on FX. Viewer discretion advised.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Morning, 7:51, 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hi, today, 62. Jay Marvin with you tomorrow. Big Ed Todd in here to help deal the show, do the show. And he'll be playing all the musical intros and outros, and we'll be co-hosting the program. So let's hope it's a good news cycle, and we got plenty to talk about with Big Head Todd in here in the morning. And right now we're talking about local news. And also the story about Bush planted fake news stories on American TV. These are called video news releases. And I wonder if any of the local television stations here have run any of these VNRs. And also, where do you go to get your local TV news? And boy, people are harsh about local TV. Let's go to Lorenzo in Golden. Lorenzo, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. It's good to talk to you.
Nice to have you on.
I travel around a lot. I'm a musician, and I get to see a lot of parts of the country. And I've noticed a real difference on Denver television. As you said, it's really going on all around the country. But Denver television, to use your term, is nothing but mega fluff.
Is it worse here than in other places, do you think?
Yeah. You know, I just pulled in here from Reno, and it's actually even a little better in Reno. You hear about some of the local issues and the local politics. Here on TV, you never hear anything about the upcoming election, about Bill Ritter. You hardly ever hear I don't want to be disrespectful for the guy, but your mayor's name is something like Hickey Pooper or something like that.
Hickam Looper.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry about that, man.
It's all right.
I made no disrespect, but you never hear of the guy. It's like nothing ever happens in Denver. The only thing you hear about is the latest motorcycle accident on 25.
That's a shame. That's a shame that goes on.
It really is. I'm a former talk show host back at a little station in New Jersey and everything, and I listen to you guys. I get more information about what's going on around here from you guys.
Yeah, we have a kind of a desire here, though. We have kind of a leaning here to cover more national stories, but we do cover local stories when they're appropriate, but we do have a tendency to skewer more towards national stories. And I wonder sometimes when I had trouble getting this topic off the ground and getting people to call in, I wonder if that's because that's where people who listen to the station, I wonder if that's where their real interest lies.
It's hard to say. Be a good thing to survey, perhaps.
Yeah, to try to find out. Lorenzo, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Well, you have a good day. I hope you feel a little better.
Thank you.
And please say hello to Big Head for me. I played a show with him once.
You got it, man. Will do.
Remember me. All right. Have
All right.
A good
Take
day.
Care. Let's go to Jolene in Denver. Jolene, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi,
Jay. Good morning. I was just calling to say that, I mean, for years I haven't been able to tolerate news, but I'll get on a little kick with it, and I'll try to give it another try. And as far as the local news, I mean, it's just a matter of kind of scanning to see who has what, usually just special interest story, because there doesn't seem to be any major stories in the local news. So it's usually, you know, go online, check some articles, and I talk to my stepmother because she watches the news and kind of pick her brain.
I wonder how much the local coverage, for instance, state politics gets.
The rare occasions that I watch, it's the fluff coverage that doesn't really tell you anything. It's like sound bites from the national coverage or something.
Right, it's those wraparound packages that they run?
Exactly. So, you know, if I'm awake in time, I'll listen to your show because, sometimes you'll hit some local things. I took a logic class in college 8 years ago or so, and that kind of killed most journalism for me. I mean, you can just pick out the logical fallacies one after another with, you know, newspapers or television. So, you know, every time it's just kind of like you're going into a little bit of mental combat.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, it's amazing to me. It's amazing to me that nobody has called up within this whole hour. I mean, only a couple of people have called up and said like 9 or 4, but nobody's called up and said 7, and nobody has called up and acted crazy about any of the television stations and said, oh yeah, you know what? In my household, it's a must-watch that I see 9. It's a must-watch that I see 7. It's a must-watch that I see 4. I mean, none of that has happened. And I got to tell you, this is one of the few markets. It's either this audience or it's this market. This is one of the few places I've ever lived where people do not seem to have any stated allegiance towards a television station.
Yeah, I don't think any of the television stations have any stance, so it's hard to take an allegiance to them. And given it's such a, you know, big metropolis area, you're right, it is surprising. I would expect something more.
I would, too, and it makes me wonder. It makes me wonder if the majority of the people who listen to this show and listen to this radio station, if they don't go to other alternative media to get their information and they stay away from the mainstream media, which would be local, for instance, local television, or if local television just doesn't carry hard enough news for them. You know, I hate that I'm coming up the top of the hour, they got to drop the subject, because I really would like to probe a little bit more into this and try to get people's opinions as to why there's no allegiance towards local TV stations. Jolene, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jay. Have
okay.
a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Boy, you know, I can't drop this. I can't drop this. Even if I suffer from caller death next hour, I got to hang in on this. Van and Bella in Boulder, both in Boulder, hang tough through the news here. And if you want to get on the line and participate
tonight,
NBC will show you the funny. All new Last Comic Standing is back.
How you doing?
And the search is on for the funniest person in America.
My mom, she is a shopaholic. That woman loves to buy alcohol.
With all new comedians.
The reason we broke up is because I caught her lying. Under another man.
See the good, the bad, and the just plain weird. You decide who will be the last comic standing tonight on NBC.
Imagine 165,000 people hearing your message for just a buck a spot with no long-term contracts. Now picture an expert writing a commercial for you and professionally producing it at no extra charge. What you're picturing is your business associated with some of the biggest radio stations in Denver. Do you think this is out of your league? Think again. Online advertising is the wave of the future. Are you ready to ride it? Call us now at 303-713-8677. That's 303-713-8677.
Well, or visit drcog.org. That's drcog.org today. Bike to Work Day is brought to you by the Denver Regional Council of Governments Ride Arrangers Program, RTD, KUSA-TV, Panera Bread, Noodles & Company, Colorado Athletic Club, Cliff Bar, Comcast, and the Colorado Department of Transportation.
M760. Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. KKZ and Thornton, Denver Boulder. And online at am760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. A new hand is taking control of America's purse strings. Within the hour, President Bush announced that Goldman Sachs Chairman Henry Paulson will take over from Treasury Secretary John Snow, who's stepping down after more than 3 years on the job.
Hank will be my principal advisor on the broad range of domestic and international economic issues that affect the well-being of all Americans.
Under Snow, the economy grew and unemployment went down. But Wall Street economist David Weiss says Paulson brings something to the table that Snow lacked.
They need somebody that has a good understanding of financial markets. I think that's, frankly, something they've lacked the last two Treasury secretaries.
CBS News White House correspondent Peter May.
Paulson's first challenge will come at his Senate confirmation hearings. He's likely to hear sharp questions from Democrats who will challenge the administration's tax cut policies. The president believes permanent tax cuts fuel the economy, but the critics say the strategy only adds to long-term budget deficits.
So far, so good. The latest word on wounded CBS News Baghdad correspondent Kimberly Dozier comes from Colonel Brian Gamble at the military hospital in Landstuhl, Germany.
Vital signs were stable. She is critically wounded, as you know, but right now she's doing as well as can be expected.
Dozier suffered her injuries in the car bombing that killed CBS News cameraman Paul Douglas and soundman James Brolin, a soldier and an Iraqi interpreter. Army Captain Sam Mehta with the 10th Combat Support Hospital says she's lucky to be alive.
If this civil trauma would have happened back home in the States, she would have probably died.
Doctors are hoping for a full recovery, but won't say how long that might take. 3,500 reserve troops based in Kuwait will reportedly be sent to western Iraq to help put down spreading violence in treacherous Anbar province. CBS News military consultant Mike Lyons.
They're going to go in there and do, perhaps a mission similar to what the Marines did in Fallujah a couple of years ago and perform a very tight security house-to-house type combat operations to really clean out the insurgents that are there.
Here at home, officials say getting people out of harm's way will be critical if another big hurricane wallops the Gulf Coast this summer. But some people may ignore that advice.
In some towns here, not a single house was left standing, so those who have returned are living in FEMA trailers. 82-year-old Winnie Ancar calls his home.
We love our little trail.
And residents like Ancar may be hesitant to leave it behind. Plaquemines Parish President Benny Roussel says that's a concern with a new hurricane season approaching.
I've heard comments they're going to want to take the trailers with them because that's all they have left.
Hurricane evacuees will not be allowed to take their new homes with them, their government property. Cammy McCormick, CBS News, Port Sulphur, Louisiana.
A poll of American teenagers shows that 36% expect to save the money they make this summer for college expenses. 28% say they'll spend it. In early trading, the Dow's down 99 points, NASDAQ's down 21. This is CBS News.
want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
The world changes. The economy changes. Your life changes. And as they do, there's something that doesn't change. It's the commitment we at UBS feel toward each client. A commitment to offer reviews of your portfolio, to assess your financial goals, and to provide solutions that help you manage all the changes. UBS Wealth Management. In a changing world, an unchanging promise we call You and Us. Member SIPC.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Relatives are still holding out hope that an 8-year-old boy that disappeared while camping in Fremont County is still alive. Evan Thompson, who has attention deficit disorder, was last seen Saturday morning in the Cactus Cliff area near Shelf Road.
The biggest part of tracking is common sense. Put yourself in the mind of a lost little 8-year-old boy.
One of the searchers there. His aunt says it was Evan's first camping trip. He was last seen eating breakfast with his teacher and the rest of the group. Memorial Day ceremonies were held throughout the metro area yesterday. One of the largest was at Fort Logan National Cemetery, where about 4,000 people paid their respects. It is believed to be one of the largest turnouts ever at the cemetery. The 100-acre Pine Valley fire southwest of Conifer was contained. Crews will remain on that scene, though, throughout this morning monitoring hot spots. Authorities believe a homeowner burning brush and branches started that fire. He could face charges. There were no injuries and no structures lost. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. Well, most of our problems this morning lie along our side streets. We have the crash and the cleanup stages right at Spear and Colfax. Looks like that one is just about out of your way. And we also have a couple of intersections where the lights are flashing red. Those include Federal and Dartmouth, as well as Brighton Boulevard and 38th Avenue. Now, in both cases, go ahead and treat that one as a four-way stop. Across the turnpike, eastbounders are jamming up between Federal and I-25. And southbound I-25 is by far your worst commute this morning. Your jamming begins at 120th, stretches all the way down towards 84th. Fourth and settles in once again between I-70 and Spear. In today's forecast, we'll see that high of only 67 degrees with a chance for showers later on this afternoon. Currently, we're at 56 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 in grocery purchases, and you'll save 10 cents a gallon on your next fill-up at any King Supers fuel center. King Supers, right store, right price.
Does the risk of losing money in the stock market scare you or keep you up at night? What about the threat of depleting or outliving your retirement dollars? Fed up with the minimal returns of your CDs or bonds? If you answered yes to any of these questions or are simply interested in protecting your retirement, listen every Saturday 2 to 3 and Sunday 11 to noon to Money and Retirement Talk. Learn how to guarantee yourself a 14.23% return next year with absolutely no risk, and about a checking and savings account with no minimum balance and 100% liquidity. That's Money and Retirement Talk, Saturdays from 2 to 3 p.m., Sundays 11 to noon, right here on AM 760.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
And tomorrow morning, Big Head Todd will be here, and he'll be playing the thing live and co-hosting the program. We look forward to that. 8:06, 6 minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 62. Jay Marvin with you, 303-713-7600. Off on another mission to fight the crud once again. I may suffer what they call certain caller death going into the second hour, but I was amazed at the first hour. The number one, I had to prod you to get you to call in. Number two, that there was no passionate allegiance towards any local television station or any local television news outlet here in the Denver-Boulder area, the Denver metro market. I was just shocked by that. Usually, when I've asked this question before, people usually call in and they'll usually say, well, I like 7, I like 9. I like 32. I want to watch 4. I didn't get any of that. I didn't get any of that from anybody. So now what I'm wondering is, so have you written off the local news altogether? Is this the whole thing? You just don't watch any local news at all, and you rely on alternative media to get your information. be it on the state or on the city, and nationally, of course, I don't know, how much do you rely on CNN, MSNBC, and the others? I mean, I've often told you that I don't, and that I seem to be increasingly less so relying on them, because I don't trust them, and that even goes for PBS and NPR, because Media Matters for America catches them spinning as much as they catch anybody. But I'm interested in what's going on out there, where you're going to get your news, where you're going to sample it, and where particularly are you finding out your local news? Are you going to the local sections of the Rocky Mountain News and the Denver Post? Is that what you're doing? If you're sitting down in Colorado Springs, are you reading the local Springs paper? But television news, apparently, to this audience, seems to be non-existent. Or you're not users of it. Or you have nothing good to say about it. And I'm interested in where you go. 303-713-7600. And I'd really like to get an answer from you about this. About where you go to find out what goes on. For instance, when we have things happen like the governor vetoes all those bills, where do you rely on the print media for that? Where do you go to find out that information? And is local television news for you as a consumer, is local television news dead? Is it dead on arrival, local television news? DOA. You pay little or no attention to it. Let's go to Bella in Boulder. Bella, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay.
Hey, listen, I have a friend who's an anchor on one of the stations who will go unidentified for personal reasons.
And that's here locally?
Here locally, yes. And my friend has been an anchor for 20 years, and I've worked with her several times on stories in 10, 15, 20 years ago. And she told me that she would tell anyone not to even watch local news. And it's all just geared towards it's like the National Enquirer. It's just little stories that does not impact anyone's lives. For instance, that child that's missing in a mountain.
Right.
Now that's serious to a handful of people and the family, of course. I'm not belittling that, but it has absolutely no content or value to the community at large.
Unless you're in the mountain area and you might run across that kid.
Well, yeah, that's a localized. It's not certainly not a statewide issue, and they don't provide the stations don't provide the news doesn't provide any form of useful, meaningful information or intelligent investigative reporting anymore. They're not allowed to for several reasons. One is the ratings are the competition for ratings is so fierce locally that they can't get controversial because the advertisers actually threaten to drop them if they do go controversial in an area that affects the advertiser. So they sort of shy away from anything that has a broad range of effect, of appeal or effect.
So the old image of the hard-hitting television journalist is dead.
It's gone, and she's told me that there's just no investigative reporting anymore. What they call investigative reporting is they'll take a national story, like the Dateline pedophile story, and they'll cut it into pieces and make it a local story. So they're just cut and pasting a national feed.
Yeah, that's why I'd like to know how many of these, if any of the local television stations here ran any of these video news releases.
Yeah, I'm sure they just cut and paste. They don't even look at, they just read, they're mostly teleprompter readers, the broadcasters. And what really irritates me is what I do is I scan for the teasers to see if any of them interest me. I'll find one that interests me. I'm interested in medical stories and medical research, and they're really big on giving you these teasers that pull you in a little bit. But what I found is they'll announce it as a teaser, as an ad earlier, And then when they get into the half hour of the news, they'll say, coming up next is, and then they'll give you something of interest. And it's really not even next. It's what they mean is next meaning sometime in the future today. And so they make you watch the entire program of nothing, of fluff. And then they want, when they get to the story, they don't give you information. It's just like the National Enquirer's cover story. They pull you into the magazine, and then you find out that you knew everything there was to know about the issue anyway, and there's nothing new. So it's the ratings mostly. There's just too much competition, and no one. And she told me that like Channel 9 has like a five. What do they call it? A 5 points or five,
right?
Yeah, and that's the highest in the area, and that's very low compared to where stations were 10, 15 years ago. There's just too much competition, and the advertisers are too much of a threat. And so they just don't bother. Their stories get cut before they're even attempted to be done.
Well, so the hard-hitting local TV news journalist is a thing of the past.
She doesn't even watch it, and she would tell her all her friends not to even bother with the news. So I would give an edge to Channel 9, I think. I was going to give anything.
All right.
So that's it.
All right, Bello. Thanks, man.
Sure, bye.
Appreciate it. One line open at 303-713-7600. So the idea of the hard-charging television news journalist is absolutely gone by the wayside, apparently. Here's Van in Boulder. Van, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Van.
I think that it's just, local news has become so irrelevant to everyone's life. And the thing is that everybody is, I guess, become a little bit of an expert in their own little world. And I know from personal experience that whenever the news has covered something that I'm actually an expert in, they get the story wrong. And that just led me to believe that they were probably getting the stories wrong that I didn't know anything about, too. So by watching television news, I was just misinforming myself.
So if you watch no local news, where do you go to get your local news?
I'll read the paper. That's about that. It happened for me about back in the 90s. I was traveling and selling. And, I'd be on the road 15, 20 days out of a 22-day work month, and I'd be flying city to city, every day. And it got to the point after about 6 months of this that you'd turn on the TV, it'd be the same sort of, coiffed person saying essentially the same story, and it didn't matter if I was in Milwaukee or Denver or Salt Lake or Chicago or, Rockville or wherever. It was always the same basic story. And then whenever they were covering something, like I said, that I was an expert in, they were getting the story wrong. So I came to the conclusion that it was just a waste of time. And that was, probably 7-10 years ago. And I got to tell you, the same thing has been happening to me with regards to newspapers over the last 3 or 4 years. And I think it's largely a result of the blogs. And I was actually, when Marcos was in town, Marcos Zuniga, I can't pronounce his last name.
Zuniga?
Zuniga, yeah. We went to the drinking liberally thing, and we were talking about, different news outlets and how you actually get your information now. And I realized that my behavior has completely changed. I mean, I used to get the New York Times as well as the Daily Camera delivered to my house every single day. And I'd spend a half an hour, 45 minutes reading the paper every morning. And probably 3 or 4 years ago, right around the time that I started, going to blogs, I stopped my New York Times, subscription. And at this point, I only get the Daily Camera on Sundays. And I think it has a lot to do with, I feel as if I could hit, ColoradoPolls.com, which is a local political blog. I can hit, DailyCoast.com, which is a national political blog. And I can get my fix, and I can get much, much better, more current, accurate information from those two sites than I could from any conventional news outlet.
Yeah, I generally get that feeling, too, when it comes to news, although I still read the New York Times.
Yeah, you know, but the thing is that, like, with what Judy Miller did during the run-up to the Iraq War, she so thoroughly misinformed us.
Yeah,
just
but she
across
got,
the board.
She paid for it. She ended up getting fired. There are still a lot of excellent people working at the New York Times, like
right, but, I mean,
Paul Krugman and Frank
that
Rich.
Why shouldn't I let the guys at Daily Coast be my filter? You know, because I trust, you know, Meteor Blades or Armando or Koss or any of those boys more than I trust Bill Keller.
I don't know.
The
only reason I can say it is because I like people like Krugman, and I like people like Frank Rich, and I like Maureen Dowd, and I like reading them.
Right.
So,
well, what's the difference between them and a really good blogger?
Well, there's no difference, but I happen to like their style, and I happen to like their point of view, so it's like following somebody you like.
Yeah, so it's worth subscribing for that.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks, man.
Later.
All right. Freeze up a line at 303-713-7600. And we're talking about local TV news and about news and about where you get your news sources. And apparently local television news, at least to this audience, or the majority of the people in this audience, local TV news is like dead. 8:19, 19 minutes after 8.
Thunder Mountain Harley-Davidson rocks the front range as they present the Bluesman Rhythm and Soul Review Friday, June 2nd at Chris Hyatt Tribute to Stevie Ray Vaughan Saturday, June 3rd in the newest outdoor amphitheater in northern Colorado.
Thunder Mountain.
Tickets are only $10 each night.
Get them at Thunder Mountain.
Or at the Good Guys Car Show, June 2nd and 3rd. The Bluesman Rhythm and Soul Review at Chris Hyatt, June 3rd. Under the stars at Thunder Mountain Harley-Davidson. I-25 and Crossroads Boulevard, Loveland. Thunder Mountain Harley-Davidson.
Highway Drive, we're just settled in with heavy traffic. Southbound I-25 is jammed now between 120th and 84th. And across your I-225 commute, southbounders are thick between Alameda and Mississippi. And once again, between Yosemite and I-25. In today's forecast, we'll see a high of about 67 degrees, and we're currently at 55 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Help protect the value of your Nissan. Trust the people who know your Nissan best. Factory-trained technicians using advanced diagnostics equipment and genuine Nissan parts. Stop by your local Nissan Parts and Service Center today to help protect the value of your Nissan.
Denver Broncos Fan Fair at Invesco Field in Mile High.
Let's go, baby, let's go.
Saturday, June 3rd and Sunday, June 4th.
I'm better to do all Sunday, baby.
Over the 2 days, you'll have the chance to meet every Broncos player, coach, and cheerleader. Plus, you can play games, take pictures, and get autographs from your favorite Broncos and select Broncos alumni. And great activities for kids. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster outlets and the Invesco Field at Mile High box office.
This is Mike Shanahan.
Denver, it's showtime. For more information, go to denverbroncos.com/fanfare.
Denver, the 25th anniversary LASIK celebration at Spivak Vision Center is about to end. So if you've been waiting for the right time to have LASIK, the right place to have LASIK, and the right price to have LASIK, don't wait another second. Call Spivak Vision Center, Colorado's most trusted name in vision, today at 303-C-2020, before you miss your chance to save $1,000 on the vision you've always wanted. Whether you're nearsighted, farsighted, or even have astigmatism, call Spivak Vision Center today at 303-C-2020 and let our world-class surgeons turn your dreams of clear, natural vision into reality and to take advantage of our most affordable fees ever on LASIK. But don't wait. Our $1,000 savings ends soon. So call 303-C-2020 now. That's 303-C-2020. Only at Spivak Vision Center.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, 3 buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. 2 little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Made possible by Search Dog USA.
Did you wake up this morning hoping today you'd finally meet the one? Well, then there's something you should know. Last year alone, hundreds of thousands of people found a fabulous relationship on Match.com. So is online dating for you? Now, Match.com has created a new starter kit so you can find out. And for a limited time, it's free for everyone who visits Match.com. Today could be the day. Check out our new starter kit. Yours free. Only at Match.com, the number one site for love.
The Jay Marvin Show.
Coming up Wednesday, May the 31st, none other than Big Head Todd in studio. He's going to play all the intros and outros to the show. It's going to be like my Paul Schaefer.
Ladies and gentlemen, what a show we have.
Yeah, fantastic.
Plus, co-host the program will also be taking your calls as we normally do, so join us on Wednesday.
Hi, Jay, this is Big Head Todd. How are you?
Big Head Todd in studio with his guitar. You know, maybe we'll end up making him a permanent sidekick and talk him into getting off the road.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey, 23 minutes after 8, and we look forward to having Big Head Todd in here tomorrow morning. 303-713-7600 is local television news dead as we know it. Has it become irrelevant to you? Let's get back on the phones. We go to James in Woodland Park. James, you're on AM 760. Good morning. James, you there?
Hey, Jay, you bet.
Okay, go ahead, man. It's your turn.
You're exactly right. Give my feedback on this. Local television is definitely dead.
Dead. DOA.
Yes. Lacking in substantive news that has any relevance. Most of it is so filtered and so canned when it does get through to us that it's just not something to rely on. They have tried to fill in with community interest stories and things like that that will pull your heart in. But as far as any news that I would say, yeah, I definitely go to them regularly, a particular station to get my information from, especially down here. We have to get our feed out of Colorado Springs, and we do get 9 out of Denver, which is a little bit of a step up, but for the most part, it's just not something to rely on. I go to other places when I want to seek information on health, on the environment, etc.
Is the local news down there, is it influenced or dominated by Dobson?
I think most of it is, especially our local newspaper, the Gazette.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty bad. We do have a great local newspaper called The Independent. They have some awesome journalists and awesome writers that do get some good stories out. But the rest of it, it just comes through as so filtered down, so watered down, that it's really not something that comes through with much meaning.
Yeah, you know, I noticed that the Sunday newspapers here, the Sunday Denver Post, is primarily in the first section, is primarily reprints.
Yeah.
From other news services.
Yeah, they seem to come through with clips that, you know, have already been run through the wash on the major networks like CNN, which is who nationally I go to if I want breaking news or national news or some to get information on.
Wow, do you trust CNN?
I take it with a grain of salt. I think the information, if it's truthful, kind of presents itself no matter who's broadcasting it, like when there was the tsunami. That kind of comes through the war on Iraq. I think that some of that we can see as reality, but again, it goes through so many filters and so many eyes as to how we're going to get to perceive it that, no, I don't really trust it.
Yeah, I've gotten to the point where I don't trust any of them.
Yeah.
That's the problem with me, so it's very, very hard for me to get information. I've spent a lot of time on the Internet, and then a lot of time selectively reading. But like I said before when I started this like an hour ago, I don't know anything about local television. I haven't watched local TV news in years and can maybe name you two or three people who are on local television and wouldn't know the rest of them.
Yeah. And the ones that we've had here in Colorado Springs that have had some journalistic clout, it seems like, they get fired right away. They're not on for a long time. As soon as they rub the directors wrong, then they're out of there.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of turnover down there?
Yeah, it seemed to go for a long time where they had, like, you know, a name you can trust, a face you can trust. But as soon as they obviously rubbed the station owner or the affiliate the wrong way, then they're history and, you know, they bring someone else in right away.
Boy, that's pretty sad. James, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, Jay.
Sure. Have a good day.
You too.
All right. Let's go to Matt on I-70. Matt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. My perspective is that I don't really watch the news for the news. I watch the news for the visual effects. So I'm a Channel 9 watcher.
So when you say the visual effects, what are you talking about, the way the people look?
Adele Arakawa and Kathy Sabin and Tanya Hotman. You know, just the girls.
So you watch you watch the local TV news for the women.
That's it. Well, that's the only reason I pick one news over another.
And as far as just news content goes, you don't really care about that, or you go other places to look for it?
I don't look for news content there because I don't get it. I'm not really that interested. If I didn't know what was going to be on that night, I would watch it for the weather and the sports, and that's it. Because most of the news I don't really care about. My interests are more nationally in what's going on with the Bush administration and how they're raping the country.
All right, well, you know, I can accept that. I mean, Adele Arakawa is a very, very good-looking woman.
Yeah, well, I think they're all nice-looking, and, you know, there's got to be a reason to watch it. I got to do something till the weather comes on.
Yep, there you go.
If I work outside, you know, the weather is the most important part of the news for me.
I hear you. Well, you know what? If you worked outside, then you would need to know that information. There's no question about it.
Exactly.
All right. Hey, Matt. Thank you, man.
Have a good day.
Okay. Did I mention it was going to be a high today of 62 and thunderstorms? Okay. Anyway. Let me go back to the phones here. I'll tell you what. We'll do some traffic. And then we'll take some more calls at 303-713-7600. It's coming up on 8:30 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Do you watch the people on the news, Bailey, for the people, or do you watch for the content?
I don't know. Maybe we should call Bailey and ask her.
I don't know. I don't know why I slipped and did that. Because I don't feel well this morning.
Oh, no. Sure. Sometimes I do. Just to, you know, if there's a new reporter, check out who they are.
Yeah.
See how well they speak.
Yeah.
I can't say that I'm checking it out for the guys on the news.
Who's your favorites?
Male or female?
Male.
Male. I kind of like Nick O'Kelly.
See, I don't even know who that is.
Oh, come on, Amelia.
I don't even know who Nick O'Kelly
is. He's one of the Channel 9 weather guys.
He's the chiseled weather guy.
See, I don't have any idea who those people are.
He's like the male Kathy Sabin. I mean, I'll admit, you know, I'm a man, but I'll admit he's decent looking.
Yeah. And he's at least somewhat close to my age. I'm allowed to have a simple crush. Doesn't mean anything.
Oh, jeez. You know, it reminds me of that scene from the movie Reds, where Warren Beatty's in the house. And he's talking about the convention, and the one drunk guy says, "Never mind about the convention. How are they dressed?" That's what it reminds me of. All right, I don't know why I slipped and called you, Bailey. I should pay you a dollar every time I do that.
I agree. I'm going to keep a tally.
Okay, just as soon as you pay me lunch. And then we'll be even, right?
Maybe we should call Nick and find out what the temperature was that day.
Yeah, maybe we should call Nick and find out if he wants to take us to lunch.
And then we should call Nick and tell him that Amelia has a little crush on him.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, Amelia has a crush on Nick, huh?
Don't get me in trouble, guys.
Like that last caller said, Natalie Hotman is a pretty good-looking traffic reporter.
Tanya Hotman.
Tanya, Natalie, what's the difference?
Oh, jeez. I want to know what radio show has the best-looking people.
None. Radio, they're all ugly.
No, I think the three of us would definitely win.
I don't think so.
Yeah, the combo is unstoppable.
You might, but I wouldn't. All right, what's the traffic look like?
I get way too many emails about this one. All right, we do have new problems this morning in our Golden Drive. Lies along westbound 6th Avenue. We've got a multi-car crash right at Indiana. That right-hand lane is blocked up completely, and we're looking at pretty extensive delays right now, turning back and looking about a mile of backups here, so do avoid that if you can. Now, the rest of the drive still remains heavy and slow. We're looking at a bit of a wrap-up across southbound I-25, but we're still looking at jam-packed traffic between 120th, heading all the way down towards 84th Avenue, again heading down between I-70 and Spear. Across the Boulder Turnpike, eastbounders are thick between Federal and I-25, and I-70 is still jammed up, heading westbound between 225 and the Havana Interchange. In today's forecast,
finally, a mortgage banking firm you can trust to help you buy the home of your dreams or refinance without outrageous closing costs. Encore's experienced financial consultants will educate you on how to get the best loan. Encore's commitment to 100% customer satisfaction is attained by meeting clients 7 days a week, face-to-face. If you're ready for a relationship...
relationship with a mortgage banker approved by the Better Business Bureau that will put your interests first? Call Encore at 720-266-4917 now. That's 720-266-4917.
Check out the Bush Countdown Clock on AM760.net.
We saw that there were some weaknesses.
May I help you?
How much is this goldfish?
99 cents.
How's his temperament?
Huh?
Does he bite?
I don't think so.
Is he good with children?
Yeah,
can he do any tricks?
Well, he wiggles pretty good.
What if everything in life came with a 115-point inspection? Well, before we certify any Ford Lincoln Mercury pre-owned vehicle, it must first pass a rigorous point-by-point exam. Plus, all Ford Lincoln Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles come with a 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty, including 24-hour roadside assistance.
Is he allergic to seafood?
Just shellfish.
See dealer for warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
So, Dex.
Yeah.
I hear you know about lots of stuff.
I know my share.
So you know doctors.
Yep.
Business hours.
Uh-huh.
Credit cards.
Yeah, yeah.
Places with 9 types of exotic cheese.
Uh-huh.
Where plastic flamingos are in season.
10-4, good buddy.
Bet you don't know the capital of Malaysia.
Yeah, that's not really in the job description.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Dex delivers the most complete local info any way you like it. In print, on CD-ROM, or at DexOnline.com.
I do have a Kuala Lumpur burger.
You got it.
I did? What'd I get?
Dex, the one that gets used. Dex knows.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-700-1785. That's 1-800-700-1785. 1-800-700-1785.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, Touch the Sound. Also be sure to check out Jay Marvin's movie section filled with some of Jay's favorite flicks. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate, noon to 2 Saturdays, with Real Estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to 2 each Saturday.
I'm Mark Major with Aspen Tire, and I want to earn your tire business with multiple locations, the best pricing on tires, and the best customer service in the industry. Shop the competition, then call Aspen Tire. 888-401-AUTO. That's 888-401-AUTO.
You're listening to Jay Marvin, a guy who thinks ice fishing is getting the last cube out of the bottom of the glass. My kind of guy. This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked right here to my buddy Jay on AM 760. Big Eddie. Between 1 and 4 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, bidding Big Head Todd tomorrow, right here on this show. Got a co-host between 6 and 10 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Talking about where you get your local news from and about the insignificance and the death of local television news. Let's go back on the phones, and we can go to Kevin on I-70. Kevin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Great job.
Thanks.
Carry on. I get most of my local news from you guys, and I appreciate that. And also, I don't watch the local news. When I do watch it, it's probably, hopefully, for content, but certainly not for personalities. I am heartbroken that Larry Green's gone, because over the years I got tired of shoveling 12 inches of partly cloudy off my windshield. But... I don't get a lot out of that. I scan papers, but being that they're Republican-owned papers, I can't get much out of them. And I get an overview of what's going on. I personally was shocked at seeing the Randy Rhodes, because quite a gorgeous lady, and I was shocked that that voice comes out of that beautiful body. So I wanted to commend her on that and just what she does. But I also get my news... main source, it's not local, but I love Link TV and I love Democracy Now.
What about local television, though? Do you watch any of it at all?
No.
It's just dead.
It's dead. It's very dead. I mean, there needs to be an America local news TV station, you know?
Is it because of political bias, or is it because that there's just no content?
There's just no content. It's and personalities and competition that they're competing amongst one another, but for their for their ratings, but they're not really going for anything.
That's a shame.
I don't get anything out of it. I really don't. I haven't, and I get an idea of what the story's about, what's going on, but I don't really, their view on it, I really could care less about. They don't give you anything there.
Yeah, I don't think that's just germane to here, though. I think that's all over the country that this is beginning to happen now.
Oh, very true. Very true. All of, I mean, it's clear radio, TV, you know. It's
just bad news, and because you don't know what's going on locally unless you, go to that section of the newspaper and make a real hardened effort to follow what's going on locally, politically. Because you're right, television will never cover it. And,
very true, yeah.
And, unless it's sensational.
I couldn't. It's national, and I view CNN just to see what overall is going on, but I still turn to Democracy Now! and Mosaic and some of the other things for international news, and I get a better view, I think, and even a bit of the BBC. You have to go across the board and get beyond the, and go to the periphery, even though you may not agree with them all, at least you get a overview, and then you can make your own choice a little bit better, thanks to you, thanks to the Democracy Now! On TV, but local news, forget it,
Yeah. Yeah, I'm starting to see that, and it's really really a shame. Kevin, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. One line open at 303-713-7600. Local television's just dead. Nobody watches local TV news, I guess. Steve in Denver. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, one of the comments you made had to do with what was reported or the source of information on the Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News. Like, it's a repeat. The significant stories are a repeat of the Times, New York Times.
Or the Washington Post. They're just repeats.
Yeah, I was surprised. I started looking at that the last couple months, and I remember this past Sunday, because I read the New York Times first. It was like a carbon copy, anything significant. The other thing on local news, I used to be a real buff on local news if you roll the clock back 15 years. I can't say I've watched local news more than twice in the last 3-4 years. It's not only is it all fluff, they report more on, and I know everybody loves their little pooch and doggy, there are more stories about dogs on Channel 9 than there are significant events on, let's call it the city and county of Denver or the state of Colorado.
Wow. Really?
Well, I talked to him about that, and I wrote the whoever the person is you get on the internet to do an email.
Like the community ombudsman or the community advocate or whatever.
Yeah, or it says contact us, and I said,
right.
I've been counting stories on here about dogs. I said that's fine once in a while, raise money for this dog. They spend so much time on this Katrina and dogs, this dog, and I said you report more on that than you significant things that are happening. And the bottom line was, that's what people want. And you know what? She was right. It's just not even fluff. It's just totally empty unless you want that type of reporting. And it's quite sad because we're letting the significant news events of the city, which should influence politics, politicians, where we spend our money, it just goes by the wayside. It's boring, I guess, is what it is. It's sad, isn't it?
That's bizarre, though. Why would people want stories about dogs over stories that about things that would directly affect their lives?
Well, Jay, if you look and I'll use Colorado, for example, opening, I see more parks, and I'm going to go back to the public in general. They're opening up, I think, more parks for dogs than they are kids. And I'm just using this as an example of a subject matter. It seems more significance than we do on, let's say, our children. I'd rather be opening up, for example, parks for children.
But doesn't part of that have to do, though, with the shifting demographics of the city of Denver? That a lot of kids are going to the suburbs or the exurbs?
No, I'm saying this is happening the Denver metro area. Part of it's empty nesters, and they get dogs instead, right?
Right.
And also, rather than cover, and even if you, and I'm picking on this topic now, it could be something else, but But if you look at it, it's always the fluff part to make you feel good. It's sort of like I always relate it to the Bush-Iraq thing. I'll keep telling you what makes you feel good, therefore you do feel good and you'll like me. And there are some downsides of these fluff stories, but you'll never see them played out. I don't know. Local news, forget it. Local newspapers used to be really, I think, good newspapers. The Post and the News, Rolling the Clock Back. I just call them crap now. I subscribe to them for some ads, you know, because, you know, you shop and you get...
Right, you want to see what's going on, sure.
Yeah. Other than that, and they don't cover anything in-depth, especially, I'll tell you what I'm really disappointed on, and you're one of the only stations that covers anything about Iraq anymore, because you go to the other one, you'd never know the war was happening. Look at the stories they cover in Iraq. If they're not reprinted, and which might be okay, but they're buried way the hell in the back of the paper.
Yeah.
Or when was the last time you saw the front page like this bloody weekend we had? That should have been all over the front page several times.
Right, right.
And this stuff's buried, and it just disgusts the hell out of me, especially with Memorial Day just yesterday. And look what we have. Okay, I'm going off on the tangent and getting burned up talking about it, but thank you much.
No, but I understand what you're saying, and I agree with you 100%, and I had the same feeling when I looked at the front page of the paper, too.
Yeah.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
Bye.
All right, he hit the nail pretty much on the head there. And we are one of the few radio stations that continues to talk about Iraq, and I've been making it a point to try to talk about Iraq every day since we started this show. One line open at 303-713-7600. Is local television news dead? And apparently it seems to be, and now we've kind of dragged in the print media and the local newspapers, too, and how you feel about them. It's 844, 16 away from 9 o'clock here. Paul Waldman from Media Matters for America at 9, and then open phones coming up on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Heavy traffic continues to build this morning in your Golden Drive. We've got an accident blocking up that right-hand lane of westbound 6th Avenue right at Indiana. Several cars involved here, and the backups are building up very quickly. Now, across the rest of your highway drive, we're thinning out pretty nicely. Southbound I-25 is now jamming up between 104th and 84th, again heading down south between 38th Avenue and Spear. And across I-225, southbounders are thick between Alameda and Mississippi. And once again, on that approach to the I-25 interchange, beginning right at Yosemite. Northbound I-225 has recovered nicely, and across I-270, we're quickly breaking free, but you will still find heavy traffic eastbound between Vasquez and I-76. In today's forecast, we'll see a high up around 67 degrees. Currently, we're at 58 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The Home Depot has everything you need to make your garden look absolutely stunning. Right now, you'll find a huge variety of fresh, nursery-quality plants grown locally at guaranteed everyday low prices. Stop by the Home Depot today to make your garden beautiful.
The Jay Marvin Show.
Coming up Wednesday, May the 31st, none other than Big Head Todd in studio. He's going to play all the intros and outros to the show. It's going to be like my Paul Schaefer.
Ladies and gentlemen, what a show we have.
Yeah, fantastic.
Plus, co-host the program. We'll also be taking your calls as we normally do, so join us on Wednesday.
Hi, Jay. This is Big Head Todd. How are you?
Big Head Todd in studio with his guitar. You know, maybe we'll end up making him a permanent sidekick and talk him into getting off the road.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Can't stand George W. Bush. The Bush-Cheney bumper stickers make you cringe. At All American Vogue, we carry a large selection of anti-Bush magnets, T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk, AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
You're the firefighter.
Right.
Clear the air, we got a mayday.
He's told me about you.
What did he say?
About the pills and the booze and the affair you had with his mother.
I can explain almost all of that.
Tonight at 11, it's the Rescue Me season premiere.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
I've read about this crazy teacher brides, you know, having sex with their students. This could scar you for life.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Give me five.
TV Guide raves what smoking this summer is rescuing. Hailing this season as hilarious and magnificently entertaining.
I'm gonna put an end to the thing.
If I end that thing, I'm gonna need another thing to take that thing's place.
My thing?
An
Dennis Leary stars in the Rescue Me season premiere tonight at 11.
It's going to be a lot more fun than I thought.
Only on FX. Viewer discretion advised.
XL Roofing, we're on top of it. 303-761-6400. When it's time for a new roof, that's the only number you need. If your home needs a new roof this year, call XL Roofing, Denver's most trusted roofer. We make it so easy. Your XL Roofing project manager will take care of your job from start to finish. XL Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. XL is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used XL Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at XLRoofing.com.
XL Roofing, we're on top of it.
Be in better shape. We eat salads when we'd rather have a burger. We sweat when we'd rather nap. We go to the gym when we'd rather go home. Sure, part of it is that we want to live longer, healthier lives, but we also want to look good for others. What if financial well-being looked as obvious as our physical well-being? What if people could see how out of shape our credit is? What if our bloated mortgage ripped at the seams of our pants? Would we take more time, more care? Well, there's a place that's there to help you get financially fit. Belco Credit Union. Our financial specialists can help you put your spending on a diet. We can tighten mortgage and credit card rates. We can help you lift your credit rating and run your financial marathon. Belco Credit Union is as easy to join as a gym, and we are totally dedicated to your financial success. So be healthy, be stylish, be determined. Stop by today. Belco Credit Union at belco.org. We're easy to join and worth it.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:50, 10 minutes away from 9 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 62, thunderstorms. Jay Marvin along with you. We're dissecting the local media here. And 303-713-7600, Big Head Todd, tomorrow, live. For 4 hours here, Big Head Todd and myself will be co-hosting the program. Todd will be providing the music. Paul Waldman from Media Matters for America up next at 9 o'clock. Then after Paul, open phones. Let's go to Noah in Arvada. Noah, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, Noah.
I just want to give my perspective on the whole thing. When I joined the military back in 95, I left and I went to Germany for 5 years. During that time frame, the Telecommunications Act of 96 was signed. And for me, when I returned to America, it was like a night and day moment. It wasn't something that creeped up on me. It wasn't something that was, you know, just gradual at all. It was immediate. And I immediately saw that the news was dead. And what had happened is during that time when the Telecommunications Act passed, a huge wave of consolidation swept over all of the media, the print media, the television media. All of it got bought out by a very small group of individuals. And what they basically did was they cut costs, gutted the newsrooms, and made the news come out what they wanted, filtered from one basic location. And that's why it's all fluff, all garbage, and really it has no pertinence to local levels. So people just stopped watching it. I mean, I can't even read the newspaper because to me it's so dumbed down, it's almost insulting.
Wait a minute. You're running everything together here now. Are you talking about... When you're talking about, you know, fluff and all that stuff, are you talking about TV there? Or are you talking about radio? Where are we?
Here's how the Telecommunications Act affected all of it, because basically prior to that time there was rules on who could own what amount of media. It kept the media from being consolidated into too few hands. The Telecommunications Act of 96 obliterated those rules and made it to the point where there's only about five or six corporations that control 90% of all the mainstream media, be it print, you know, be it cable, be it TV. What has happened is basically there's too few people that control it, and what they did was they cut costs and gutted all the people who were supposed to get us our news. They've made it to the point where, you know, they choose what you want to read, and it doesn't matter if you read, like, the newspaper or watch the news. It's all from the same people who own the same company. They just keep it under different names.
Well, some of,
research
that,
if you want.
Some of that's true and some of it isn't. Some of it's true and some of it isn't. I mean, the trend, for instance, towards news on FM, for instance, has been going, had been going away prior to, way even before telecom. I mean, when I did a morning show in Salt Lake City, I was the only person that had a news person on, and the rest of the day the radio station had no news. That includes afternoon drive. When I started 34 years ago, there used to be news on, you know, in mornings and afternoons, and there used to be network news at night, and that was also phased out and
really
taken away.
It started in the 80s. It started like in the 80s, Jay. And it basically,
well, you know what,
so,
I mean, see, I mean, you and I can have an argument about this, but I can only speak to the segment of, you know, of what I worked in and what I saw and what I saw happen. I mean, I'm not a proponent of telecom, and I don't think it's a great idea. And I think in a lot of ways it has made the business worse, not better. But as far as news goes on, you know, on FM and music stations, that trend away from full-time news happened long before telecom ever was proposed.
No, but the basic problem, Jay, is right now the news has gotten to the point where it's basically done for profit. And what they do is they run stupid stories on dogs because that gets people who aren't thinking, that same type of people that buy whatever they see on TV without thinking about it. The news has degenerated to the point where it's below ninth grade levels. For me, when I was overseas, I got to watch international CNN. I come back to America and CNN in the U.S. is a joke. It's just so dumbed down.
Well, CNN anything is a joke.
No, but if you can pick up CNN International and compare it to CNN in the U.S., night and day. Night and day. It's because basically everything is written down to the lowest possible level. And it makes, and writing it down to the lowest possible level costs less money. There's no investigative journalism anymore, Jay.
No, that I agree with.
Basically, that's good for the people who are in power, be it, you know, people who have corporate interests, be it the politicians. It means that they can get away with whatever they want, and it doesn't matter. Because nobody's asking questions anymore. The news is dead.
Yeah, you know, I can't disagree with that part of it. I can't disagree with it at all.
But the only thing I hope for is if the Democrats take control, I hope that they don't get corrupt, and I hope that the first thing they do is basically go back to the old ways where they have to break up the media empires. Our democracy will die without information. Information is the lifeblood of democracy. And the reason why we're in such bad shape with Bush is there's no blood flowing anymore. There's no information flowing. The only way you're going to get it is through alternative sources or this station. And that's because of things like the Telecommunications Act of 96 and the other things that Reagan had done in the 80s where they took away the Fairness Doctrine.
Well, that's true, too, and deregulation, absolutely right. All right, Noah, thanks, man. I appreciate the call.
You're welcome.
Okay. Let me go to Ron in Littleton. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Okay.
If you want to get some news in this town, learn a little Spanish and watch the 2:10 Spanish broadcast.
Yeah, I'm not up at 10 o'clock, man, so that'd be a
little
hard
to do.
Well,
you know, but there's times when I'm up. I don't know if they're a 9 or 10 or Telemundo. If you understand enough Spanish, they're reporting some lowdown here. You know, a lot of times it affects the Hispanic community, but a lot of times they're reporting news that the English stations won't report, 972, whatever.
Yeah, I'd have to plead total ignorance about that.
Well, maybe some other listeners will support you in another day. Also, there's a paper, and now and then I get it when I am on the light rail stations, you know, along Inglewood and Mineral, called the Denver Daily News. Now, that's a free little paper, comes out each day, and they really do some excellent coverage.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, and also, I think, too, if you want to, it's not news, but you have a feel of what's going on in this town, is now and then read the Westward.
Yeah, I do. I do read the Westward.
Now, they have some stories there that bite to the, you know, that bite to the bone.
Yeah, I do. I do read the Westward. I always have and always will.
Yeah, but that's all I got to say. And
all right, Ron.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. Let's go to, what do we got, time to get one more in here? Let's go to Paul in Fort Collins. Paul, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay, how you doing today?
All right, Paul, how about you?
Not too bad. Hey, I know you're getting close to the hour, so I'll make it real quick. I totally agree with you on the local stuff and whatever else you're saying. It's really a lot of fluff. I get all my information basically from you guys online. I do Google searches where I get any kind of Google list that says, like, Marilyn Musgrave or says Andy Pichoni. It gets automatically emailed to me. So I keep up on that. And I just want to let you know that the barbecue that Angie had yesterday at City Park up here in Fort Collins was fantastic.
Was it good?
It was great. And, you know, it is so awesome to listen to her talk and listen to someone that is honest and truly, truly cares about what is happening in CD4. You know, we just got to get the word out. People have got to get out there and start pushing. We got to get Musgrave out. We got to get Pichoni in. And that's pretty much all I wanted to say to you today, Jay.
Yeah, I agree. Marilyn Manson Musgrave must leave. I agree with you 100%. Paul, thanks, man.
All right, Jay.
All right. And go, Angie Pichoni, go. All right, coming up next, Paul Waldman, and then open phones here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
PC Answers.
I'm with Spyware Anonymous, and we don't appreciate you going to people's homes and offices and cleaning out their computers. If you don't stop it, we'll come down.
Sorry, little bug. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Don't let spyware and viruses drive you, buggy. Let us exterminate them for you quickly and painlessly. Call PC Answers at 303-548-1414. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Everybody hates wasting money, right? Hi, this is Dave Logan. The Regency Bristol Triple Pane Window is one surefire way of saving money on your energy bill every month, up to 47% guaranteed. I put the Regency Bristol Windows in my home for that very reason. Right now, Regency Bristol Windows will give you one free window with every two you buy. Call Regency Bristol Windows, 303-233-0833.
Find out how affordable quality can be.
Or visit drcog.org. That's drcog.org today. Bike to Work Day is brought to you by the Denver Regional Council of Governments Ride Arrangers Program, RTD, KUSA-TV, Panera Bread, Noodles & Company, Colorado Athletic Club, Cliff Bar, Comcast, and the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The nation's highest court has ruled that public employees don't have unlimited free speech rights when they blow the whistle on official misconduct. CBS News legal consultant Andrew Cohen.
Legal protection for whistleblowers is a huge issue in the law these days when national security concerns are as high as they are and given the number of important leaks we've seen lately. So this ruling clearly sides with the government, and while it doesn't preclude future whistleblowers in government from getting legal protection, it sure doesn't make that more likely.
The Supreme Court voted 5-4 with new Justice Samuel Alito casting the deciding vote. For Michael Cohn, the general counsel for the National Whistleblower Center in Washington, the ruling is a definite setback.
The decision is a blow to whistleblowers and to the public's right to know.
In another case today, the court has said it will rule on whether Philip Morris must pay $80 million in damages to a longtime smoker. The Pentagon is moving more troops into the thick of it. Commanders are redeploying about 1,500 troops from Kuwait into Iraq's violent Anbar province to bolster security in the face of the boiling insurgency. CBS News military consultant Mike Lyon says the force will contain muscle.
You'll see heavy tanks, you'll see Bradley fighting vehicles, you'll see a very significant combat force there.
At the Landstuhl Medical Center in Germany, correspondent Kimberly Dozier remains in critical condition a day after a roadside bombing killed two members of her CBS News crew, a U.S. soldier and an Iraqi interpreter. CBS News correspondent Sheila McVicker says a hospital spokesman is cautiously optimistic.
He says that given the nature of her injuries, she is in as good a condition as we could possibly hope for at this point in time. She probably does face some additional surgeries in the next 24 to 48 hours. As time goes on, we will know more, but they are hopeful.
And Colonel Brian Gamble says there remain many unanswered questions.
It's really hard right now to ascertain how much of a recovery period she will need or what the extent of her rehabilitation needs will be.
South of Baghdad today, a suicide bomber has struck in the town of Hilla, killing at least 8 people. More than 20 people, many of them elderly, have been hurt in a tour bus crash on Chicago's south side. One of the injuries was serious. A cabinet change is on the way. John Snow is stepping down as Treasury Secretary. President Bush is replacing him with Wall Street insider Henry Paulson.
The American economy is powerful, productive, and prosperous.
And I look forward to working with Hank Paulson to keep it that way.
Paulson, the chairman of Goldman Sachs, says there is work to be done.
We must take steps to maintain our competitive edge in the world.
A consumer confidence slipped last month. The conference board's Lynn Franco says there are several factors in the decline.
There's growing pessimism about where the economy is headed, about the strength of the labor market, and about earning potential.
Not a particularly good day on Wall Street. The Dow is down 84 points, the NASDAQ off 20. This is CBS News.
Hello, would you like to be more successful with the opposite sex? I'm Ted Baker, and my program can teach you how to attract a mate. Listen to this.
Ted told me about logging on to freecreditreport.com. I learned that my good credit could help me buy a car and a boat, and now chicks dig me.
My patented system could work for you, too. Log on to freecreditreport.com to get your free credit score and report. A nice condo could make you irresistible.
Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at freecreditreport.com. Get the score.
The Goodyear Calling All Cars tire sale is right up my alley because I'm a car. Hey, I'm driving here. And since cars need pampering, I'm revved up about all the great deals on popular Goodyear tires. Plus, with a qualifying purchase, I can get my treads tapping with a limited edition Cars original soundtrack and up to a $100 Goodyear cash card. The Goodyear Calling All Cars tire sale makes me happy to be a car.
See Disney and Pixar's Cars in theaters June 9th. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR for complete details and the participating retailer near you. Sale and mail-in offers end June 17th. Restrictions apply.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. 37 pit bulls seized from a Denver home. The owner facing charges that include up to $999 and 90 days in jail for each dog. Neighbors there speaking out.
I said, we need somebody here now. Them dogs are just getting riled up. We don't know what's going on. If somebody's being attacked or whatever, we don't have any idea. But you need to get somebody out here now.
The owner says he was just stomping off at his in-laws while he was moving from Texas to Brighton. Pit bulls are illegal in Denver. Evan Foster is still missing. He lives with his relatives who are his foster parents. His mother, Mary Thompson, says her child was taken away from her by social services because she has a drug problem.
I gotta just stay strong so that my son can stay strong. And I hope they find him soon because I don't want him to spend another night outside.
Day three of the search. Evan's parents have asked Mary Thompson to stay with them here in Denver while the search continues. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. We're still looking at delays across 6th Avenue this morning heading westbound right at Indiana. We still have a multi-car crash blocking up that right-hand lane, so you will find delays in the area. In fact, the center lane is also partially blocked as well. Now, fortunately, the rest of the drive is thinning out quite nicely. Southbound I-25 is jamming up on the north end between 104th and 84th. But at this point, you've got a pretty clear shot as you make your way through downtown. Just a minor crash on the right-hand shoulder that is southbound, right involving a car and a semi-truck. Now, across eastbound to I-70, we've cleared out nicely. Westbounders are looking at just a bit of slowing left over between I-225 and Havana. In today's forecast, we'll see that high of about 67 degrees with a chance for showers later on today.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318. Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLE Homes Colorado.com.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-422-1482. Again, that's 1-800-422-1482. 1-800-422-1482.
Are you living with stabbing jaw pain? Excruciating headaches? There may be an option for you to finally get relief without surgery. It's called Gamma Knife. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4910 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4910.
It was quite extraordinary, and the kind of thing that Republican politicians don't really seem to be subject to. And, you know, this follows up on some sort of the reemergence of Al Gore, where all of the same criticisms that reporters had of him, that he was stiff and dishonest and all those things, and inauthentic, are being brought up again. And it really brought to light the fact that there just seem to be different kinds of questions that get asked about Democrats by the press and get asked about the Republicans. The Republicans are assumed to be authentic and real and ordinary fellas, and Democrats are assumed to be inauthentic and phony, and it's perfectly appropriate for the New York Times in a page one story to devote thousands of words to whether or not Bill and Hillary Clinton are sleeping together enough, but those questions don't seem to be asked of, say, Rudy Giuliani, who was... just as a, for instance, was photographed walking down the street with his mistress while his wife was back in Gracie Mansion. So it really brought to light how there is an extraordinary double standard. And I think as we're concerned about this at Media Matters because we're moving toward another presidential campaign that will have a new Republican and a new Democrat who will be nominated. We don't know who those will be yet. But it really raises some questions about whether or not the press is going to use the same kinds of standards to evaluate the candidates of both parties, and if history is any guide, they won't.
Well, you point out the example of the Globe, the tabloid magazine, talking about Clinton and talking about Hillary and Bill, and then where they turn around, and then that gets all this coverage, and then they turn around, and the Globe, in a May 29th edition, talks about the Bush marriage breakup, exclusive separate lives in the White House, nasty fights, booze problems, Laura urges counseling, but yet none of the rest of the mainstream media runs with any of this stuff.
Right. So that article in the Globe, the supermarket tabloid that nobody really takes seriously, was used as a source for this New York Times article. And the Times article said that, you know, this photograph of Bill Clinton coming out of this restaurant was enough to fuel coverage in the gossip pages. But yet when there's an article seemingly equally silly about the Bush's marriage in the Globe, the New York Times isn't going to take notice because that's just a silly supermarket tabloid. The standards are completely different. And this is something that it isn't just really about these kinds of personal things. It's also about things like scandal. You know, when you ask reporters these days, why is it that the Clinton scandals got so much more coverage and attention from the press than the potential Bush scandals, the answer is usually, well, you know, they were about sex and sex sells, and people are interested in that. Well, that's just not true, because just as a for instance, the Whitewater scandal, quote-unquote, where the Clintons, it was found after multiple independent counsels investigated it, did nothing wrong. There was a land deal that failed. The press spent thousands of pages looking into that before anyone had ever heard the name Monica Lewinsky. And there are equally serious things about Bush. You know, for instance, that he probably committed insider trading when he was on the board of a company called Hargan Energy.
That's exactly right, and that never got any coverage.
No, and he dumped over $800,000 worth of stock after being informed that the company's finances were kind of going through an Enron-type meltdown, and the press didn't pay any attention to it at all.
But yet Whitewater, this little land deal, got just infinitely more coverage. So the argument that, well, the Clinton stuff was about sex and the Bush stuff wasn't, that just doesn't hold water.
Yeah, and these reporters continue, and not only reporters, but also feature article writers, continue with this whole thing about asking, constantly challenging whether Democrats are authentic or not. Yesterday in the New York Times Magazine, and I'm pulling this out of memory here, about how our Democrats on the internet are Netroots Democrats. Are they real? Like, in other words, it's this whole thing about are they real, are they authentic? Yet the same question would never be asked about a Republican.
Well, right. I think there are two different sets of assumptions there. And when you have if you just think back to the way Al Gore was covered, the way John Kerry was covered, the way Hillary Clinton is covered now, there's an assumption there that Democrats are phony. And the reporter's job is somehow to reveal the phoniness. But when there's when we're talking about Republicans, the assumption is exactly the opposite, that they're authentic and real. If you think about, say, George W. Bush, you can make a very, very strong case that he was, if anything, more phony than the two men that he ran against. You're talking about a guy whose grandfather was a senator and whose father was a president and grew up in the heart of privilege. The way I like to put it is that he grew up among people for whom summer is a verb. And yet he put on this persona of the tough-talking regular guy from Texas. He bought a ranch just before he ran for president so he could be a rancher. And yet the idea that perhaps this was all just an act was never really taken seriously by the press. He was assumed to be real and authentic and genuine, an ordinary guy who talked like a regular guy and who loved just going to barbecues and would rather be doing that than spending time in Washington. All that whole persona that Bush has spent so much time cultivating was never assumed to be a persona at all. It was assumed to be what he really is. Whereas the opposite is true of Democratic politicians. They're assumed to be putting on a persona. It's assumed to be fake.
Why? Why does this go on?
That is a really tough question to answer, Jay. And I think that it's part of sort of the complex psychological space in which the Washington press resides. One of the arguments that I make is that they've kind of internalized all the attacks that Republicans have made on them. And so Republicans are always saying that the reporters are a bunch of Northeastern elitists who are out of touch with regular people. And to a certain extent, that's true, actually. They are probably more from the Northeast than from other places, and they are, highly educated and relatively well off. The fact that they're out of touch always seems to manifest itself in ways that benefit Republicans. So they assume that, yes, I'm out of touch, and therefore, if I don't like NASCAR, speaking in the voice of a reporter now, well, that must be the truly American sport. And the places where there are lots of Republicans must be much more American than the places where there are lots of Democrats. And I think that then transfers on to politicians like Kerry and Gore and Clinton, that they are, if they're representatives of those places and those people, then they must not be real. And people who come from the Midwest or come from the South must be more real than people who come from the Northeast or come from the West. And I think you can see those kinds of assumptions running through so much of the coverage of politics today.
I always thought it was kind of this echo chamber type of effect, which then takes on a life of its own and becomes like an urban myth of, like, well, Democrats are just not genuine, and if you get enough people in the media who repeat it often enough, then it takes on a life of its own and it becomes conventional wisdom.
Absolutely. And the other part of it is that Republicans understand how politically powerful this idea is. And so in every election, they are taking that as one of their major themes, that the Democrat, whoever he is not real, that he's phony, that he's a flip-flopper, that he's dishonest. And they're making arguments about him personally, and the Democrats, in turn, are not making those kinds of arguments about the Republican. And so, for instance, they did it right at least once in 1992 with George W. Bush, or George H.W. Bush, that they were saying that he was out of touch. But if you compare that to the way they ran against George W. Bush in 2000, they would say that his tax plan just benefits the top 1%. Okay, well, that's an argument about his policy. They didn't make that same kind of argument about him. The Democrats weren't out there arguing that he was phony and that he was an elitist and that he was out of touch, whereas Republicans tend to make arguments about Democrats personally, who they are, and not so much about their policies.
If we kept saying over and over again that Republicans are nasty, out-of-touch people who are interested only in themselves and do not have the nation's good at the heart of their policies, and just kept saying it over and over and over again, and everybody kept saying it over and over again, would it then take on a life of its own?
I think it might. I think that as I said, the source of this may be the kinds of attacks that Republicans make on Democrats, and that they have been sort of assimilated by the reporters over time. And so if Democrats create a similar kind of din and a similar set of arguments that get repeated and kind of a coherent argument about who Republicans are as opposed to what they're doing, I think it's entirely possible that they could convince reporters that they're right in the same way that Republicans have convinced reporters.
I mean, if we just started defining them as opposed to debating them.
I think that's an important part of politics. And, and as you know, Jay, this is something that I argue in my book.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That politics is not really so much about issues as it is about identity. And Republicans have spent a lot of time talking about who they are and who Democrats are. And they spend less time talking about the details of policy than they do about kind of, you can call it demonizing their opponents, but trying to define them as somebody that people shouldn't want to vote for.
All right, I got a couple of small ones to go over with you real quick. This concerns my favorite topic. Lou Dobbs tonight didn't mention use of graphic from organization linked to white supremacists, even after CNN acknowledged it was regrettable.
Yeah, this is a good one. Lou Dobbs was going on and on about on his show and with a correspondent for CNN about a trip that Mexican President Vicente Fox made to the United States, and about this idea of Aztlan, this supposed area of the United States in the West, in the Southwest, that people in Mexico want to take back from Mexico. There's this, supposedly there's this movement, this Reconquista movement to take back part of the United States.
Right, right.
And they threw up this map of Aztlan with Nevada and Utah and Colorado, New Mexico, Texas highlighted. And down there at the bottom it said source, Council of Conservative Citizens. Now, who is the Council of Conservative Citizens? Well, they are a white supremacist group that grew out of what used to be called the White Citizens Council in the South, which was known as the Uptown Klan back in Jim Crow days. And people saw that and said, holy cow, they're actually taking the Council of Conservative Citizens to produce their maps for them. And apparently the CNN says, well, it was just someone who grabbed it off the Internet and didn't really know what it was, even though we're using this hate group as a source. So Lou Dobbs is a little bit embarrassed, but he's not really, he's trying not to talk about it these days.
CNN's Dobbs, Christian Science Monitor, edited dubious Heritage Foundation study on immigration.
Yeah, well, when it comes to the immigration issue, there are a lot of numbers being thrown around. And I think this is just kind of indicative of how much things can get confused when we start to get these competing studies, and one says this number, one says that number. You hear so much about so many different numbers being thrown around about how many immigrants there are, and I think that people, it's just an indication that when you see something from someplace like the Heritage Foundation that has an ideology behind it, it doesn't mean that it's necessarily false, but you have to be skeptical. And I think that all too often reporters and news organizations don't really have the time to look at one study and say, okay, well, this is what somebody like Heritage is saying. Is it true? Can we find somebody else who will verify this for us? Too often that stuff just kind of gets thrown up, and then if it turns out that the numbers are dubious, we never find out about it.
All right, one last one. In the wake of the Skilling and Lay verdicts, news outlets, and I know this happened, except here we mentioned it, news outlets ignored Bush's ties to Enron.
Yeah, this was really extraordinary. So many stories about Enron and the verdicts with Skilling, Jeff Skilling and Ken Lay, and the one word you never heard in most of these stories was Bush. And can you imagine for a moment if someone who was Bill Clinton's principal patron as he came up politically in Arkansas had been convicted and, possibly facing decades in jail, that they would never have mentioned this person's ties to Bill Clinton?
Yeah, no way.
Ken Lay was George Bush's number one political patron. Enron was his number one contributor for most of his career. And you have all these articles in newspapers and on TV about the Enron verdict, and no one mentions Lay's ties to George W. Bush. It was really extraordinary.
Yeah, it really was. Paul Waldman, his latest book is Being Right Is Not Enough, What Progressives Must Learn from Conservative Success. And, of course, go to MediaMatters.com. It's Media Matters for America, one of this country's most worthwhile organizations. And, Paul, good to hear your voice, and nice to have you on again.
It's great to be on. I hope you feel better, Jay.
All right, we'll talk to you soon, Paul.
All right, bye-bye.
Take care. There's Paul Waldman, good man. All right, 9:21, 21 minutes after 9. One line open at 303-713-7600, and we'll go to open phones.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
You'll be honest, generous, and have fierce sense of loyalty. Now, according to Purina, I'm supposed to tell you about the loyalty of my dogs. Well, Jackson is totally and completely loyal to Mary. And Coco is as loyal as a Welsh Corgi can be. She really is a good, loyal dog, a sweet dog. But she has her streaks on occasion where she wants what she wants when she wants it. And it doesn't really make any difference what you think. It's what she thinks that matters. And sometimes we have to get into a little bit of a struggle over that. You know what? Both dogs are in excellent health. And one of the reasons is because, you know what? Purina One. We've been feeding them Purina One since the very, very beginning. And, you know, if you want to change your dog's health for the better, then take the Purina One Challenge. You know, you'll see the healthy changes once you switch. You can see that your dog's health, your coat, its coat will be better. Its teeth will be cleaner. Its eyes will be shinier. It'll have a lot more energy level. Its gums will look better. It's a true change that a pet food can mean in your dog's personal health. So you know what? If you're ready to take the Purina One change, the challenge, and if you're ready to take the Purina One difference do it yourself, then why don't you take the Purina One 30-Day Challenge by calling 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One that's right for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. Or go to their website, PurinaOneChallenge.com.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate, noon to two Saturdays, with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to two each Saturday.
Just Brakes.
My brakes are grinding. I need pads and shoes, right?
Just Brakes will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machine rotors and drums for $99.88.
I'll come in next week.
Just Brakes recommends you bring your car in today. It's likely your brakes are already damaged.
Sounds serious.
It is. Brakes should be inspected at least once a year. Damage to major components can be a costly brake system nightmare.
Pads and shoes installed on all four wheels for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we
Official parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Now this word from your president.
Freedom is beautiful. And, you know, it'll take time to restore chaos and order. But we will.
The Jay Marvin Show
on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
I hear you talk.
9:46, 26 minutes after 9 on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here hanging in. And it's been a really good morning for a Tuesday morning. Tuesday mornings usually the day after the holiday are usually really rough to get going. I don't know why people seem recalcitrant to want to get involved, but they seem to be. And I thought for sure this morning we were going to have a struggle, and it's been anything but. Let's go to Patsy in Denver, who has been hanging on for a while. Patsy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Are you there?
I sure am.
Well, for the sake of dog, this year of the dog, here's the mantra. Draft Al Gore. I'm a Buddhist yogi. In my meditation this morning, that's all I could focus on. Do you know what a meme is, M-E-M-E?
No.
It's an idea whose time has come. It's a contagious idea. Have you seen the publicity he's been getting lately?
Well, yeah, I think there's a lot of people out there who think he should run. Frank Rich had a whole column in the New York Times this last Sunday about it. But you know what? It won't do any good unless he decides to do it. And so far, he hasn't indicated that he wants to.
That's why Draft Al Gore is our mantra. We're the grassroots. We can bring this up from the grassroots. I bought the copy of Wired with him on the cover. And he said, hi, I'm Al Gore. I used to be the next president of the United States. He says, I wasn't a very good politician. And someone yelled, well, you won. And he says, oh, well, there is that. He has a new documentary out. Have you heard of it?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, it's his time. He's gained gravitas.
Well, we'll see. But if he doesn't want to run, what are you going to do? You can't.
We can draft
him. You can't force him into running.
Well, a draft can be pretty powerful.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I'm all for it. I mean, I back him.
Grassroots can do it. Just spread the word. Spread the word.
All right. Appreciate the call.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks. I mean, I'm for him or Russ Feingold. One or the other, would be fine with me. Here's Michael in Denver. Michael, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Michael. Michael is history. Okay, that leaves two lines open at 303-713-7600. Ron in Trinidad. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay. Glad to be on your show.
Nice to have you on.
My reason for calling it is that I believe that the stated reasons for going to Iraq obviously have turned out to be mostly bogus. You know, the weapons of mass destruction and Saddam being a bad guy. I think the real reason was when Saddam switched from Euro bucks to American dollars. And the actual goal that Bush is accomplishing is having American troops on the ground in the Middle East to protect the oil interests. Big oil, when they go into a country that has the resources, they need a stable, orderly type of environment to pump their oil. Now, usually they can bribe and sway these corrupt governments that won't put excise taxes on the oil companies, whether the oil that they pump. It was people like Hugo Chavez who put a tax on them and to the benefit of the people. When we look at the situation, we see that Bush has declared this to be kind of an open-ended war. We're going to keep them there as long as we need them. Well, we'll keep them there as long as we need them to establish the kind of regime that will protect our oil interests. Remember, the first priority...
Yeah, but you know what? We're not getting enough oil out of there to make it worthwhile.
Not now, but it's in the ground. I think we're the number two or three in the world in reserves. You remember the first priority, Jay?
That's the thing that makes it so so absolutely mind-blowing is the fact that they're still pumping below...
Right.
They're still below pre-war levels. I mean, what the hell have what the hell have we gotten out of this whole encounter except to make Iran happy?
What we got is troops on the ground in the Middle East, and they can enforce the will of this government. And this government has the multinational government.
They're not doing such a great job of enforcing the will
I'm
now.
I'm not saying they're doing a good job, but I'm saying that's what they're doing. That's the real reason.
There's not enough of them to get the job done.
Remember the first priority when they got to Baghdad? The oil ministry. Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'm not denying that. I'm not denying that at all. I'm not denying that oil fuels that. There's no question that it does. Fossil fuel leads to an irrational foreign policy. No question.
Bush has a certain image. He puts on the blue work shirt and all that. And people may not believe that he would be so devious as to do that, but Cheney would. I do. I believe that. Cheney's the kind of guy, and we know the ties to the oil has to this administration. If you think about it, if a country like Brazil invaded us, and some of us resisted, would it be right to call us terrorists?
No, and I don't. No. And I think that the outside terrorists there are only 5 to 6%. The rest
right.
of them are all Iraqis who just don't want us
yeah,
there.
They call them insurgents. Well, they're insurgents because they don't want a puppet government.
And you saw what happened in Afghanistan. They don't want us there either.
And the longer we stay, unfortunately, the more they will we'll get the resentment.
I'm on the same page. I'm on the same page you are, Ron. Thanks for the call, man.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate
Jason.
It.
Bye.
All right, line open at 303-713-7600, 932, 28 minutes away from 10 o'clock. Let's throw it to Amelia Earhart. Notice I didn't even say Bailey.
Thank you.
Amelia.
Thank you.
I got that right. Amelia Earhart. Okay.
I'm not paying you a dollar every time you get it right.
You're not paying me a dollar every time I get it right?
No.
Oh, I just have to pay a dollar every time I get it wrong? Is that how it works?
Exactly.
Okay, well, I go back to what I said before. I'll pay you a dollar when you buy me lunch.
Okay.
God almighty, this morning has been rough. You know, I don't know what it is, why I keep getting this crud.
Are you taking your vitamins?
Yeah, I've started to. I've started taking all kinds of stuff now. Whole handfuls of pills.
You want to borrow my juicer?
Your juicer?
You can, you know, start your day off with some carrot juice and spinach.
You don't start your day off with that.
No, I start my day at 5 o'clock in the morning. Of course, I'm not using my juicer, but maybe later on today. You know, I could make you some juice that you wouldn't even know it was good for you. It tastes so good.
What's it made out of?
Carrots and celery and spinach and radishes.
And what's that supposed to do to you?
Well, it just makes you feel great. Gives you more energy.
You're just such a 2006 Boulder kind of girl.
Thank you.
You know, you're just so wheat germish, health food tofu style naturalist.
Not always. About half the time.
Do you eat junk food?
I do, of course. Yep.
Well, okay.
Well, hey, I better talk about the traffic.
I guess you better.
Thanks, Jay. I hope you feel better by tomorrow.
I hope so, too.
Okay, well, taking a look at eastbound I-70, the highway is currently blocked up right now by a crash involving a semi-truck. Now, the semi has rolled right at Monaco, so you're looking at big-time delays. And the big problem also comes from the fact that the two westbound lanes of westbound I-70 are currently being used as emergency traffic lanes, so they're going to use both sides of the highway to get this one cleared up. Again, that rolled semi across eastbound I-70 at Monaco is where all these delays are coming from. Now, across westbound 6th Avenue, we still have a multi-car crash right at Indiana. The right and center lanes are currently blocked up here, and that's in the Golden area. The rest of the highway drive is thinned out pretty nicely, but again, your big delays lie along eastbound I-70. In today's forecast, we'll see the high of about 67 degrees.
This Wednesday on A&E, two hit series are back with all new episodes. At 9, Inc. returns with Carrie Hart and his tattoo crew, where everybody has a story.
I look upon my tattoos as my secret identity.
At 10, Criss Angel performs his most mind-blowing illusions ever.
Could I float from one building to another building?
Inked gets under your skin. Criss Angel Mind Freak gets into your head. Wednesday night beginning at 9, 8 central, only on A&E.
Levitate me, baby!
The internet is magical. Besides having the power to distract you from your work, you can find anything at the touch of a button, like anti-balding creams or shoebox dioramas of great moments in history. Coincidentally, that's what I want for my birthday. But this isn't about me. This is about you and the miracle known as Priority Mail flat rate boxes from the U.S. Postal Service. Sure, they're made of cardboard, just like regular boxes, but these boxes can make your life easy. Regular boxes can't. And you can get them without getting out of your chair. See how easy we make things? Just click the blue banner in your audio player and order your free Priority Mail flat rate boxes. Then, fill them with almost anything, from 8-track tapes to a working model of whatever it is you sell to even a shoebox diorama. Hint, hint. If it fits, it ships anywhere in the U.S. for $8.10. You will now look at other boxes as if they were ordinary. Oh, wait. They are. Priority Mail flat rate boxes, only from the U.S. Postal Service.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
Do you have a home improvement project? House need painting? Need a new roof? Building a deck? Call Best in Class.
Best in Class is a co-op network of some of Colorado's premier contractors whose work is guaranteed. Call 303-660-9669 and take the guesswork out of your next home improvement project. Register to win a home makeover in the Best in Class Ultimate Home Makeover Contest. Log on at callbestinclass.com. Weekly winners and one grand prize winner. Sign up now at callbestinclass.com.
Know how to extend your life and improve the health of your heart? Just ask an Icelander. We live longer than anyone else in the world and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease and stroke. For centuries, we've relied on omega-3 from the clean, cold, unpolluted waters of Iceland. Now we'd like to share our secret with you by sending you a free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3. Our pharmaceutical-grade omega-3s have twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Iceland Health Omega-3 can help you experience better sleep, memory, and skin, even relief from joint pain.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I tell you what, I get up in the morning and I'm moving. No more stiffness, you know, just going.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Omega-3 and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-400-4194. For your free bottle, call 1-800-400-4194. 1-800-400-4194.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Little Grateful Dead, 9:38. 38 minutes past the hour. Tomorrow, Big Ed Todd. He'll be here live. He's going to co-host the show. So all you Big Head Todd and Monster fans, join us. High today, 62, thunderstorms. And it's open phones, 303-713-7600. Let's jump back to the phones. We'll go to Ray in Aurora. Ray, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hey.
Hey, love your show.
Thanks, man.
You going to be here tomorrow?
Yeah.
Hey, I had a question. When you call Al Franken a dummy, or I mean not Al Franken, when he calls Al Rush a dummy, has Rush ever said anything about that?
I wouldn't know. I don't listen to Rush Limbaugh, so I wouldn't have any idea what he does on a day-to-day basis.
Okay, I'll get to the point. Hey, you know, you're talking about the media and how ineffective it is. I was going to say something about that, but I'd like to jump to...
Well, I never said the media. I never said the media was ineffective. I said that for the majority of... It seems like that this morning, for the majority of our listeners, local television news happens to be a dead entity. I never said the media was ineffective.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I was equating the two. Hey, Bush said something about the FISA law, you know, being how old it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it would probably be a good idea for some Democrat congressman to effect a bill, a new bill, that would, in effect, take away the power for a president to have both sides of the Congress, you know, in control. Because that's really...
I don't think you can constitutionally do that.
Yeah, but that's so outdated and old, you know.
What's outdated and old? The FISA law or?
Well, the FISA law, I mean, yeah, the Congress, the way it's been acting, you know.
Yeah, but you can't do anything about that. You can't demand that Congress be bipartisan. It runs on elections. It's called, it's called freedom of choice. You can't, there's no way you can do what you want to do.
But look at what's happened. We have a president that's out of touch with reality.
Yeah, it doesn't make any difference. You can't, you know, so that's why we have an election coming up in November.
So we got to put up with arrogance and obstinance until then.
That's exactly right, because that's what's called living in America.
Well, you know, the Nazis used to, you know what the goose step was?
No, I have no unearthly idea. I never saw that ever as a kid.
Yeah, well, yeah, you did. You see it
Well, then what did you ask the question for if you knew I had?
Well, you know, the goose step is the Nazi march. It's the way they march down in parade.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, the reason the way they liked it is because they knew it was arrogant and obstinate. So I think that, the way the Congress and the president's been acting, you know, arrogant obstinance is just basically one big goose step.
Well, that may be, but the point is you can't do what you're claiming to want to do, which is to go through and upset the will of the people. If the will of the people go to the polls and enough of them vote for a particular party and enough of those people get into office, there's nothing you can do about it until the next election cycle.
It's not even the people. It's an electoral college.
No, I'm sorry, but the Electoral College has nothing to do with the House of Representatives nor the Senate.
Well,
what?
No, I'll go along with that. But I'm just saying,
What you're proposing to do is, you're proposing to take elections in which you don't like the outcome and turn around and rectify them through legislation. Well, then, let's say we win big in November. What does it prevent the Republicans from coming forward with the same idea?
Well, there is no prevention.
I don't want that. I don't want that to happen. I don't want the results of the election upset by it's the same thing. It's the same thing as those people like John Caldera and others who are trying to figure out ways to subvert Referendum C.
Mm-hmm.
When Referendum C passed by the will of the people.
Right. Well, do you think we're really going to win?
Yes, I do.
I hope you're right, Jay.
Well, I hope I am too.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a fortune teller, but I feel relatively certain we have a good chance.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening to me, Jay. I hope you're here tomorrow, too, and the day after.
All right, Ray. Have a good day, man.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
See you later. Let's go to Pierre in Hartsel. Pierre, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Pierre. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Two things. One, Al Gore, I saw an interview with him just recently because of his movie, and he says that he is not going to run for president. He doesn't have any desire to. He really enjoys what he's doing right now. So he's not running.
Which is our loss.
Pardon me?
Which is our loss.
Yeah, exactly. I think he's just tired of having to put up with the crap when you run, So, I mean, just like Paul Waldman was talking about, and that's what I called about, was I had downloaded a 10-page thing about moral values on Republicans, and it gives you like 107 of them and the various things they have done. And it's just mind-boggling. And yet, all we ever hear about is, like they were saying, that it's the Democrats that are so terrible.
Well, because they've been very good at advancing that argument that when it comes to moral relativity, that's what the Democrats are all about. When in reality, what the Republicans are dishonest and immoral, and they're not only cheating, their neighbors, but they're cheating their community and they're cheating their country.
That's right. And you should, if anyone's interested, you just put in moral values in your Google search, and it'll take you to DKOSOP. Discopedia, basically, and it gives you the whole 10 pages, and it's just really enlightening. So, I carry it with me everywhere I go, so that if someone ever says anything, I can just whip it out and say, yeah, well, guess what? So, anyway, so I just thought I'd let you know. And
I'll definitely have to check it out. Check it out. I'll definitely have to do that. I mean, what kind of person would openly advocate, for instance, that a child or a woman or even a man in dire need of medical care be turned away because they're not United States citizens?
Well, I'll tell you what. I have a bumper sticker that says, better a bleeding heart than no heart at all. And I think that pretty much sums up how I feel about
this
lack of compassion amongst Republicans.
I'll tell you, I am so sick of the anti-immigration movement. I have had enough of these racist swines.
Me too. I feel so strongly about it, just like all these morons that call in and say, well, let's just deport them all. And it's like, yeah, well, you couldn't even evacuate New Orleans. You think you can deport 11 million?
They're griping about all that kind of stuff. Meanwhile, the government is just sitting and turning around and ripping them off big time, and they don't even see it.
That's right, and that's one of my major gripes, is that they all complain about, Democrats and taxes. And I'm going, Jesus, buddy, don't you see what you're paying for these guys? Yeah, maybe they're not raising taxes, but they are costing you a fortune everywhere.
No, they're shifting the tax, but they are raising taxes. They're shifting the tax burden off on the middle and lower middle class, and they're raising user fees, which are taxes, so that they can have their lousy tax cuts for the rich. Pierre, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Yeah, bye, Jay.
All right.
Have a good one.
A couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. Yeah, I've gone as far with the anti-immigration thing as I'm going to go. I mean, I've gone as far. I've tried to reason that out over all these months now that we've had these discussions about it. And you know what? I've had it with this. And I think it's a tool at some point, I think it's a tool for some people that it's just flat-out racism. We don't want people here who don't look like us. And this whole thing about the jobs Americans won't do. No, what that really means is jobs Americans won't get paid to do. Because we don't want to have a discussion about wages. Because that would be big trouble for the business community to have a discussion about wages. I mean,
there are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in four-week terms, an eight-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu. Dork is back with their brand new album, Suck It. Join Denver's own Dork as they celebrate the release of their new disc, Friday, June 2nd at Rock Island for an all-ages show. Suck It. The new album from Dork includes the new single, F-I-I-K, featuring Stefan Egerton of The Descendants. The Dork Suck It CD release party, June 2nd at Rock Island, 1614 15th Street. All ages, $8, doors at 6:30. And don't miss Dork on their third year with the band's Warped Tour. Check WeAreDork.com for details.
Hoopers, right store, right price.
As an AM 760 listener, you know the power of change. It's in your voice, it's in your convictions, and it's in your pocketbook. That's why AM 760's Blue List has been growing every day. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's Blue List and joining. New companies to the Blue List include 8020 Plan, Capstone Investment Financial Group, and the Law Office of Mike Turner. Go to AM760.net today, click on the Blue List, and support the companies that support AM 760.
You're the firefighter.
Right.
Clear the air. We got a mayday.
He's told me about you.
What did he say?
About the pills and the booze and the affair you had with his mother.
I can explain almost all of that.
Tonight at 11, it's the Rescue Me season premiere.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
I've heard about these crazy teacher broads, you know, having sex with their students. This could scar you for life.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Give me five.
TV Guide raves what smoking this summer is rescuing. Hailing this season as hilarious and magnificently entertaining.
I'm going to put an end to the thing.
If I end that thing, I'm going to need another thing to take that thing's place.
My thing?
Dennis Leary stars in the Rescue Me season premiere tonight at 11.
It's going to be a lot more fun than I thought.
Only on FX. Viewer discretion advised.
Regency Window. Regency Window.
Hi, this is Dave Logan with good advice. Log on to bristolwindows.com to register to win a house full of windows absolutely free. That's bristolwindows.com.
Can't stand George W. Bush? The Bush-Cheney bumper stickers make you cringe. At All American Vogue, we carry a large selection of anti-Bush magnets, T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
If you've been waiting for the right time to have LASIK, the right place to have LASIK, and the right price to have LASIK, don't wait another second. Call Spivak Vision Center at 303-C2020 today.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:50, 10 minutes away from 10 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 62, thunderstorms. Big Head Todd, a Big Head Todd of the Monsters in here live tomorrow morning with me. And we'll be co-hosting the show together. One line open at 303-713-7600, and it's open phones. Let's go to Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi, Ron.
I had a couple comments, one about the media, and you were talking about, you know, where do you get your news, and so on, and my comment was about Channel 7, which was, you know, during this story here the past couple weeks about the tax cuts.
Right.
I saw a number of different news sources, you know, and reading the paper and listening to the radio and so on, and basically that news story throughout most of the mainstream media, the coverage of that news story consisted of, well, Congress is passing President Bush's $70 billion worth of tax cuts, da 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 da. And then I heard this more than once. several news sources would throw in a comment like Democrats say that the tax cuts only favor the wealthy. And it was actually presented that way, almost sarcastically, like, well, this is, you know, this is what these wacky Democrats are saying about it. And I, every time I heard it, I'd think, well, that's, it's not that Democrats claim it's favoring the wealthy. It is favoring the wealthy.
Yeah, of course it is.
Well, on Channel 7, at least, they actually, when they did, and they did this more than once, when they were covering that story, they said, well, let's take a look. And they would put some figures out there and say, okay, if you're making $1.8 million a year, you're going to get $82,000 worth of tax cuts. If you made $30,000 last year, you're getting $20 back. And then, you know, so other than like a station, radio station like yours, I didn't hear that from anybody. So I'd say kudos to them for getting the facts.
Yeah, that
out
is
there.
Good. You know, that is good news, and I'm glad you called up and brought that up.
It was good. And the other thing I wanted to say is, did you see either the story on 60 Minutes or this Time magazine article about the Dixie Chicks?
Yeah, I read the Time magazine article, and I have the Dixie Chicks new CD, and it's fabulous.
It's awesome. And I so I just I am a huge Dixie Chicks fan now, and I, just because I just love their you know, unapologetic, yeah, this is where we stand, and attitude, and I just say right on to them, you know.
Yeah, their new CD is great. I mean, it is
Make It Nice is
absolutely, it's a wonderful CD.
It really is. So I wanted to put a plug in for them as well. So that's it for me.
All right, Ron.
Thanks.
You got it, pal. Thanks.
See ya.
Yeah, I've always been a Dixie Chicks fan, and I loved them even more when they spoke up against Bush. Good for them. Here's Sherry in Denver. Sherry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Well, I know you're not feeling good, so I hope you feel better soon.
Oh, thanks.
You need to. The thing is, I went out and bought Hostile Takeover immediately.
Oh, great book.
Depressing. It took a lot for me to read it, the first three chapters, but it's so informative. And I remember when Feingold came on, you know, when he passed in his committee trying to get that amendment out, and you kept saying, I wonder why everybody's silent. I wonder why the Democrats are silent. I wonder. Well, it shows why.
Yep.
And he's right. You start at the local level and you work up, and we have to change the things, and we have to change how people get money for their election committees.
I agree.
I think if you don't change that, you'll never change anything in this country, and you have to get out and vote. And I know everybody, almost everybody, is really, really disgusted. I mean, Republicans and Democrats. But the thing that was funny was when Enron, when those two men, you know, when the verdict came in, we know a Republican, and he said, I said, well, you know, Cheney was involved, you know, he's bosom buddies with those, and he implemented.
And so, was Bush.
Of course. But I only gave that half. And he goes, oh, no. What do you mean, oh, no?
Yeah. Well,
they
live in a world of their own, don't they?
They sure do. But I want to thank you, because that book, that's what everybody should stick with. I mean, those are facts. And the way he presents it is factual. And his footnotes and everything he writes about, it isn't what his, you know, his feeling. It's fact. It's
yeah.
The voting record. It shows what people are doing. It's like the Ways and Means Committee. This is the one I really got, that they put it. They said, now you think the Democrats would put someone in that would stand by raising the minimum wage, which is logical. But who do they put in? Someone that doesn't. And, you know, everybody said, well, you know, Bush lies. Well, yeah. How many times did he say he was looking? The point is looking at raising the minimum wage.
That's why we've got to take over the Democratic Party.
That's right. And you're right about a third party. It won't work right now. We've got to clean up what we've got, and we've got to do it, or we won't have a country. And it's just that simple. I mean, and I'm not being negative. I'm being very realistic about it. You know, and if you feel that you can't do anything, your vote will count.
Yep, I agree exactly. I'm 100% on the same page you're on. Thank you, Sherry. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Let me go to Roland in Lakewood. Roland, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi there. Now, as far as the Democrats versus Republicans go, with your guest, it just makes logical sense. Why would the media, which is controlled by just a few conglomerates, report anything positive or anything negative about Republicans to whom they contribute all that money?
Well, the idea is you got to work the media to keep them honest. That's the whole idea. You got to call them on it every time they do it, and the right wing has been calling them on it for years. So it's about time we got into the game and started calling them, and that's the whole idea behind Media Matters.
We don't have a voice.
Well, we most certainly do. You've got a voice. I've got a voice. It's called email.
It's
called viewership.
The internet. Yes, I can see that. I do have a plan by which the Republicans can save the election in November, though. In middle October, the president announces a withdrawal of 50,000 and all the reservists and National Guardsmen from Iraq, bringing them home to those states where those elections are really tight. So he'd bring home, for example, the Minnesota National Guard, the Montana National Guard, the Pennsylvania Guard to try and save Santorum. And if they do that correctly and make a big brouhaha and have the Republican governor say, look what I'm done because I'm the Republican and I could get this done for you, they have a chance to rescue the election.
You don't think the American people would see through that?
No, you give the American people far too much credit.
I don't think so. I think they would see through it. And I also think conditions in Iraq are not anywhere close to being in a position where we can draw down anybody.
Well, I agree with you.
I appreciate the call, man. Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye.
All right. That's it for this morning. Big Head Todd in tomorrow morning here with me on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll have us a good time and hope you'll be part of it, too. Thanks so much for being here. Really appreciate it. Al Franken is next.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful free tape that could change your life. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Program RTD KUSA.
Get away this weekend.